I say what I mean, and I mean what I say, whether Julia Hartley Brewer likes it or not. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. It's been marvellous for me. I hope it was for you. And if it was, come back tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name's Calvin, I'm 26 years old. Before Uber, I did waitering jobs, I did events work, you name it, I was doing all kinds of things. I then led on to getting a consultancy business, and I also play football semi-professionally. Business at times was up and down. Also, you have to juggle it with football, so you have to get your training in. So it was quite time-consuming at times, and then sometimes you'd find that you're not doing much, so you were kind of looking for more things to do. My uncle, who's a chauffeur, he said to me, if you put in the hours, it can work out for you, especially with your time schedule. So I did my PCO, private hire vehicle license, and then the rest was history. Doing Uber now, I have more time for friends, more time for business, more time to just enjoy life. I'm a young man, so I really want to enjoy myself.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to beat other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Victoria Bourne, and coming up in the news, the Beeb's biggest pay packets revealed, prison officers banned from striking, and the most annoying things you can do in the car.
Talk Radio.
BBC stars are defending their salaries after its highest earners were revealed. Gary Lineker says he actually turned down higher offers from rival broadcasters than the £1.7 million he gets for presenting Match of the Day. MP Damian Collins, the chair of the Culture, Media and Sport Committee, has told Talk Radio today's list doesn't even give the full picture.
People like David Dimbleby, for example, are sort of notable by their absence. People would assume he gets paid quite well for presenting programmes like Question Time, but because that's made by an independent production company, they don't have to disclose his salary. Now, of course, that programme is still commissioned from licence fee payers' money, but we don't know how much the top talent for that show gets paid. Similarly, people like Mary Berry from Bake Off as well.
It's also revealed a gender pay gap, as former Top Gear host and Radio 2 presenter Chris Evans earns the most with £2.2 million, but Strictly's Claudia Winkleman, the highest earning female presenter, takes home around £500,000. Meanwhile, Theresa May has been repeatedly quizzed in the comments on whether the Chancellor actually describes some public sector workers as overpaid. It's claimed Philip Hammond refused to lift a 1% cap on wages because workers earn more than those in the private sector. The PM insists only the Tories can provide the economy public services need, but Labour's Jeremy Corbyn says she's out of touch with reality.
Low pay in Britain is holding people back at a time of rising housing costs, rising food prices and rising transport costs. It threatens people's living standards, and rising consumer debt and falling savings threatens our economic stability.
It comes as protesters in wheelchairs have blocked the MP's entrance to the House of Commons chamber. They're demonstrating over cuts to benefits. The government has won its legal challenge to get a permanent ban on strikes by prison officers. The case was brought after the Prison Officers Association called on members in England and Wales to take action short of a walkout in February. The clean-up operation is underway after communities were hit by flash flooding caused by thunderstorms. Councillors in the worst-hit areas like Coverack and Cornwall have promised money won't be a problem. The Met Office has revealed in the space of 24 hours, around 5,000 lightning strikes hit the ground in the UK. And backseat driving has been named the most annoying thing a passenger can do. Putting feet on seats or leaving a mess also make the top 10 in a survey.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy thundery showers developing across parts of England and Wales this afternoon with hail for some. Turning very hot in parts of eastern England. Highs are 31 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
That's okay, Cornelius.
Where's John?
He hasn't bothered to turn up today, hence why I had to introduce myself for the news.
Where is he?
I don't know. I heard he might have been affected by the flooding, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
What are you going to do about it?
I can't present the show. Well, let's just go to sport. We'll get him on. I don't know.
Sport?
Yeah. Sport. I think that's a place to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Sam Allardyce says he won't be returning to club management. The former Bolton, West Ham, Sunderland and England manager left Crystal Palace at the end of last season. Speaking to TalkSport, Allardyce says only an international position could tempt him now. Leicester have signed goalkeeper Eldin Yakupovic from Hull for an undisclosed fee on a three-year deal. Yakupovic didn't play in the Asia Trophy match against West Brom. England's women face Scotland tonight in their first game at Euro 2017 in Holland. Mark Sampson's side have been preparing for the match in Utrecht by watching a video about Scottish history, including clips from the film Braveheart. Finally, rugby league and Leeds hooker Rob Burrow will retire from the sport at the end of the season. The 34-year-old, formerly of England and Great Britain, has been with the Rhinos for his entire career. He'll stay with them, working with the club's youth and talent development programme. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
What do I get?
Don't know what to get this lunchtime? Live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps. Discover the garlic mayo chicken one with juicy tomato, succulent chicken and garlic mayo in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And yes, we fill it with diggers and trains and superheroes.
Love Island.
What's that?
Can we keep Love Island?
I will never watch that. Is it a variety of mushrooms?
I don't know.
Breasts.
Bang! And the boobs are gone!
Am I right in thinking it's National Kebab Day?
What are you going to wear to it, John?
They often do it topless, don't they? A new report suggests
we're all going to live!
Should we be worried? Okay. No. David Beckham in his pants. Oh, hello. Oh. But now, weirdly, I'm going to burn my donkey. Who's got the best
beach body?
Oh.
Ooh, wishy-washy.
What are you doing? Student things.
Hello. I am paid intern Cornelius, and this is the afternoon show with John Holmes. But he is not here. But I believe we have him on the phone. Hello, John.
No, because if you don't let me in, then, this is just going to escalate, isn't it?
John.
I mean, that's the whole point.
John.
Oh, hang on a minute, I've got a phone.
John.
Hello?
Hi, it's Con here.
Oh, hi, Con. You're right. I'm a bit busy, actually.
Where are you? No, it's time to present the show. Isn't it?
Ah, yeah, it is. But I'm currently in. I'm in negotiations. I'm outside Broadcasting House in London, at BBC.
Mm.
And hang on a minute. I've just got to pick this up. Hang on. They just shut the door. Come on. Let me. Oh God. Look, the Blue Peter animals get paid more than I do. They won't let me in.
You've got a show to do here.
Yeah, but
could you not have waited?
The money's not good enough. So I'm renegotating. Because I've just seen what
Yeah, but could it not have waited till after the show? Because you've got.
I can't present
the show. I've only got 2 hours of Love Island chat in me.
Bloody hell! All right, look. Basically, Jeremy Vine's on at the same time as me.
Yeah, he's on at the moment. Yeah.
a lot more money. So, and the hours are the same. So I don't know why I don't get... So I'm just trying to get into the... Can you let me into the... Plug it in!
John. John. Gosh, John. Sake. John.
Yes, it's all right.
Yeah. Beggars can't be choosers.
Actually, you do make a very fair point there. Oh, hang on, I'll run back. I'll run back.
Okay, yeah, come back.
Okay.
All right, I'm running back to BBC. Running from the BBC. Back to Talk Radio. God's sake.
Come on.
It's a good job we're next door, isn't it? Good job like that.
Yeah.
Gotta get my pass.
Have you still got your pass? You didn't throw it in the bin.
I did, but I've just got it out of the bin on the way in.
Okay.
I've got to get up the stairs.
Got really carried away.
Oh, God. Honestly. Do you see what John Humphreys gets?
Yeah, I saw what John Humphreys get, but, you know, he's
Chris Evans, for Christ's sake.
Well,
2.2 million.
Yeah, so we did make a success of Top Gear, so that is fair. Hang on.
Where are you?
Just coming in now.
Right.
Here he is, in the studio, sweating.
I don't get paid as much as them.
Yeah, we know.
It's like I'm a woman.
Well, that's a big issue today.
I know, that's why I'm mentioning it.
Yeah, good.
Why do you think I've got this dress on?
I mean, I did wonder, but okay. I thought maybe you were just going for a bit of a different look.
Should we start?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to go on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
They want to let me in, so... I saw like a fight break out between members of the Today programme on Radio 4, like properly punching each other and stuff. It's like, it's caused havoc, this. Lineker was being waterboarded with crisps. Just lying him down outside Broadcasting House there. And they were... Claire Boulding had an upside-down traffic cone, and she was just jamming crisp into Lineker's open gob. While some other presenters held him down. I don't know who those presenters were, because they're not on the list. Steve Lamack was one. just holding him down, ramming Chris to kill him. And they said this would cause trouble. Anyway, hello then. Welcome to Afternoons on Talk Radio. Very much the Jeremy Vine programme. But with no money. The broadcasting equivalent, really, of flying a police helicopter over some swingers to watch them put on a show. That's serving in the news today, of course, isn't it? We're putting on a show, but it's much fewer interesting than that, I'm afraid, as we set about your Wednesday between 1 and 4, just as last night's thunderstorms set about the sky. I.e. annoyingly loud, but it is possible to sleep through most of it. I am John Holmes, and as John Boyega, the Star Wars actor, blasts Game of Thrones for its lack of diversity today. I understand Lenny Henry has now got involved in that and he's calling for Bane Walkers, and fair enough. They've been White Walkers for like 7 series now, so it is about time, frankly, isn't it? And also, one of the dragons should be gay as well to truly represent the diversity of fictional serpentine-traited mythical beasts. Not the only TV row today, not the only row, is it, as we've been hearing? Of course, the BBC releasing those details of the salaries it pays to its top-earning presenters. And it does, when you start looking into the details, make for very interesting reading. We've got them here, obviously. Gary Lineker, as aforementioned, before he was killed by crisp boarding, got £1 billion. £1 billion, Gary Lineker. He's got the same agent as the DUP, so he's sensible. Chris Evans gets £1.5 billion for every time he's horrible to one of his production team and makes them cry. So that's he's a very rich man. Fiona Bruce, for her part, gets £100 cash in hand. But the reason she's not on the list is that her contract states she can keep all the antiques off of the Antiques Roadshow, which she sells on Snapchat in secret, using those secret coded antique emojis that you have now.
All of that information is now out there, anyway. Needless to say, as I mentioned, this show's on a budget of about a quid, but here's how we are going to be stretching that out over the next 3 hours. Headline Hijack is on the way. That is where you get to make up the news and hear Victoria say those words as though they were true in the 2pm bulletin. That is how that works. Here's the number to get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yeah, Victoria has got this mouth.
This mouth.
She opens it for cash. And in it will go whatever you send her. As long as it's news-based. There's a diversity paper review. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting, of course, as each day a different diversity reviews the papers for us. Hey, John Boyega, out of off of Star Wars, you should listen to this show instead of watching Game of Thrones. We've got Mark on today. Mark's coming in. He's our very own Brown Walker. There's the big debate at three. Work experience punditry today. Grace shaves her bushy Shoreditch-style beard into the shape of a roundup of hipster nonsense. It's work experience punditry. We'll be talking to one of our foreign correspondents later about something foreign that's happening somewhere in foreign. There's the latest political news this afternoon as we update you on the name of the British Prime Minister, just in case, in these days of fast-moving politics, that changes while we are on air. Professor Stephen Hawking could well be along to tell us a joke of some kind in Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. Victoria's got bonus news today. Is it mineral?
Animal news!
Plus, we'll catch up with a Kickstarter project. Somebody with a hope and a dream. We'll give their Kickstarter a kick up the arse. If you've got an idea for something and you'd like the public to pay for it, I don't know, like the BBC or something, then get in touch. Maybe you've got a plan for a clothes-drying horse that's like an actual horse but with a built-in tumble dryer. It increases drum speed the faster it gallops round a field. I don't know. And there's a game of dead or alive, a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? That's all coming on this programme. I think you'll agree it's well worth the money you pay, which is nothing. Ginger Dave is not producing. Our broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yep. Hi, Cass.
Hello.
How are you?
Very tired.
Are you? Why? Have you been busy?
Yeah.
Busy out all night putting spells on people again?
Well, yeah, you saw the fallout of it, didn't you? All the storms.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yeah. Did you magic up an egg?
No, I went to Tesco for that.
Okay. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hi.
What have you got for lunch, Chloe? I can see you eating through the glass there. What are you eating?
Carrots and hummus.
Carrots and hummus.
Yeah, yeah. Classic.
Alright. Good to know what the team are eating, isn't it? Victoria, what did you have for lunch?
I'm about to buy it from the canteen.
What are you
gonna have? I'm going to have a falafel and hummus wrap with a side salad.
You crazy, crazy person.
I know.
They pay you too much, don't they?
No.
Cornelius is in here as well.
Hello.
Hello,
thanks for asking. I prepared a lovely salad, a chorizo salad, last night.
Yeah.
Took ages spending over it, cucumber, coleslaw and everything. And it's currently sitting in the fridge.
Talk Radio, where we reveal the details of the lunches of the people that work here. That's it. Mainly because the cost of those lunches outweighs what anyone gets paid in this building, I can tell you. That, then, is all on the way. So welcome along, if you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio, yes, the afternoons. And if you've just joined us and you're a first-time listener thinking, I'm not listening to the BBC anymore, Jeremy Vine's not worth £700,000 a year, even if he does present eggheads.
Eggheads.
Smells of an egghead. But here's what we do. This is what we do. To link to today's big story, we bring you music. See if you can figure out what the big story is from this.
Oh, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. To the little big house with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own head.
So then, as a reversal of a word you can't say on the radio since that song was in the charts when it was seemingly fine some years ago. Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio, and that is a song we're playing to link to today's big story. But how does it link? That's the question, of course, that you have been trying to figure out at home. No prizes, just for fun. Cornelius has been having a go in here as well. It's dire straits, of course. Money for nothing. What could it possibly be?
Is it Donald Trump having a secret meeting with Vladimir Putin at the G20?
How so?
Because, Sean, if those two are getting together,
yeah,
we really are in dire straits.
Yeah. No, it isn't. It's the BBC salaries, yeah, of course. So. You've got to feel sorry for Chris Evans, certainly. Graham Norton, they are in dire straits, financial. So, yeah, they don't get paid very much at all. So, that's what it is. The big disclosure, of course, of the BBC salaries. Everybody is talking about it on everything today, not least Gary Lineker, who is currently, as I say, being beaten up outside a broadcasting house in London by rival presenters who don't get as much as him. When I saw him earlier, he was having crisps. He was being waterboarded with crisps. Claire Balding was shoving them into his guts with an upside-down inverted traffic cone that she just grabbed from the street. It's caused havoc.
People are fuming. Did you hear what George Galloway said earlier?
What the hell did George Galloway say?
You won't believe it. Listen.
I will never watch Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, my God.
This
is huge if true.
Yeah.
But he will go on a reality show on the Rival Channel. Dressed as a cat, lapping milk out of the lap of the actress Rula Lenska. Go figure that.
But he won't watch Strictly Come Dancing.
All right, then. So, what do we make of the BBC salaries? We'll be talking to someone about it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The trials begin. Families at war. Battles for the throne. Until you can take no more.
No more?
Okay, one more.
How about loads more? With a Now TV Entertainment Pass, you can stream every new episode of Game of Thrones Season 7. Plus, you'll also get a 14-day free trial. Just search Now TV Game of Thrones.
And let your trial begin.
Exactly. Want to watch it mine? I've got crisps.
Ooh.
18 plus, new customers only. Pass also renews at $7.99 a month unless cancelled.
Have you discovered the award-winning new Citroën C3? With integrated connected cam Citroën, 36 bi-tone colour combinations, Apple CarPlay and 3 years free servicing. Why not discover it for yourself in showrooms now or search new C3. Citroën. Features available on selected models. 3-year offer ends after 36 months or 35,000 miles are exceeded, whichever occurs soonest. Terms and conditions apply at participating dealers only.
This is Lizzie from Insure & Go.
There are loads of interesting things about Russia. One of them is the dancing forest of Kaliningrad. It's a forest of pine trees, but they have all grown into weird shapes like knots, loops, twists and spirals. There's a theory that it's something to do with unstable soil and strong winds. I prefer the more logical explanation, though, that the trees are in fact dancing to the sound of a magical lyre played by a beautiful maiden.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure & Go. Take us away with you.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your outdoors. Like Santex 5-litre masonry paint, now 2 for £40. Homebase, always low prices. Offer ends July 30th.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past,
but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, around Wiltshire, one lane remains closed off due to an earlier vehicle fire on the M4 westbound between junction 16 at Swindon West and junction 17. We've also got a lane closed off in the West Midlands on the M6 southbound due to ongoing roadworks, so that's slow from 9 down to junction 8. In Merseyside, the A580 East Lancashire Road eastbound is closed, very slow due to an accident, and that's between Haydock Lane and Millfield Lane with congestion back to Carmill Road.
Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Balotelli, Aguero!
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is time to talk about today's big story. As we know then, the BBC is today being beaten with a stick marked salaries. And as if that wasn't enough, it's even been manipulated into a row about gender equality. Although I can tell you that I have been researching this afternoon. So these are interesting figures. A doctor, when starting out, gets paid, this is a trainee doctor, £22,636, regardless of gender. Yet the new female doctor at the BBC, Doctor Who, of course, is on considerably more than that per series, and she's only just starting out too. A fully qualified doctor gets around £70,000 a year. That the BBC one is probably on a lot more that as well, and that makes her the best paid doctor in the country. And she's female, so think on that. What else have we learned? Well, Chris Evans is the highest paid star that the BBC have. He's on between £2 and £2.5 million a year. And, well, when you consider that, he's totally worth it because of the success, of course, he made of revamping Top Gear. Turns out that some bloke out of Casualty is the highest paid actor. But, of course, his money comes directly from the NHS. And we also learn that the Bears, this weekend in the BBC's Wild Alaska Live programme on BBC One, are on way more than the caribou and ospreys, which has now led to a row about equality in animal pay. And the vultures, speaking of creatures, the vultures of the anti-BBC press, of course, are feasting on today's announcement. Are they right to do so? Let's ask James Price. He's the campaign manager at the Taxpayers Alliance. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon. I'm not sure I'm a vulture, but yeah, no, thanks for having me.
You are circling, I guess, from your press, in terms of, you know, you would consider this the correct thing to do, this announcement today?
Absolutely. I think it's great that they've finally, after trying to fight against this for a long time, that the BBC is finally publishing these salaries. It just brings them into line with what councils and lots of other parts of the public sector have had to do for years now.
Yeah, but in terms of what it might do to the market, would it skew the market? Could it make it worse for the licence fee payer in the end?
Well, that's what they've tried to say. But there was a report that was leaked last year from PwC that a sort of middle tranche of BBC journalists were already being paid something like 40% above their competitors at Sky and ITV and Channel 4. So they're already paying above the odds for these things anyway.
That's sort of a different level in a way. I mean, I know it's part of the argument, but given that the headlines are about the big presenters, that's a slightly different kettle of fish, isn't it? Because if you want to poach Chris Evans, then and Chris Evans wants to go and go where the money's going to be more, he could easily do so. But then you would argue that does that leave a gap? Is Chris Evans worth that money? Are the other presenters worth that money? It's about the big names, isn't it?
Right, and so with these big names, I mean, Gary Lineker is the second on that list, and he's earning, what, $1 million, nearly $2 million, something like that. And football is always going to be commercially popular, right? The BBC, if the BBC doesn't show football with Gary Lineker heading it up, then Gary Lineker will probably get a job at ITV and be paid lots of money there. And that would be great, because that means that there'd be more that licence fee money to do stuff that might not be quite so commercially successful.
But won't his replacement, though, if they, because they're going to say, all right, well, we need a big name to replace Gary Lineker, and their big name is going to say, well, I want what Gary Lineker was on, and they'll have to pay, or nobody will be doing it.
But I sort of think this is the wrong way for the BBC to be looking at these things. The BBC was founded with the mission statement to inform, educate, and entertain, and hopefully all at the same time. It doesn't need to be chasing ratings in the same way that commercial vendors do, because it doesn't have advertisers that it has to appeal to. It doesn't need to be doing lots of the reality TV shows with lots of these stars on there. It should be doing stuff that might not actually be commercially successful, but would be interesting or groundbreaking or difficult, and that might actually help people learn a little bit more about the world. It doesn't need to be doing more dancing shows and more cookery shows.
That is a fair argument. I mean, that's an argument that's been had before, and I'm not going to disagree with you on that. But in terms of value for money, I mean, when you look at what the BBC get, and this is, I say, the presenters are part of it, but you know, but you've got BBC 1, 2, 3, 4, CBeebies, all of the radio stations, including all the digital ones. You've got the news coverage, the Parliament, the World Service, BBC Online, the Red Button, the iPlayer, and all of those successful things. And that's only £147 quid a year for somebody. You're paying for something like Sky at, what, 30 quid a month or something? Is Sky Now? I don't know. But that's just one channel full of adverts. So isn't it really, at the end of the day, considering that £147 quid covers all of those wages and all of those services which do educate, inform and entertain, isn't it worth it in the end?
Well, and the reason that 147 quid, as you call it, it doesn't actually sound like very much at the time, but everybody who wants to watch television in the whole country has to pay that. You can choose if you want to pay extra to watch Sky or Netflix, as we're getting a subscription service now. But if you want to watch any kind of television, you have to have this license fee. It itself is an archaic way of funding things. And if you mentioned some of the enormous amount of things the BBC does. If it did a little bit less of that, it had a little bit less money perhaps, then it could focus on doing some of those things a bit better, and it would open up space perhaps for more regional news reporting and newspapers to come back in again, and lots of other things as well that it doesn't need to focus on.
So it's a case of, you think, is it a bit like, though, because I mean, you've talked about sort of market rate and so on and so forth, but the market itself is skewed, isn't it? Because it's like top talent in a football match. You know, there are only a limited number of people who can do it presumably that well, so they are going to command the money to do the job, are they not? So can you, or do you, are you suggesting maybe set a flat rate and go, okay, presenters, you're all worth bleh, and you're all getting the same?
I mean, setting some kind of flat rate like that doesn't sound too unreasonable, because you do see that clearly Chris Evans and Gary Lineker have better agents than some of these other people do.
Yeah.
There'll probably be some angry phone calls to agents and people inside the BBC at the moment.
I've already made mine. It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. One other problem is that we've got the most of this transparency now, but they are still being slightly sneaky in other ways. So Matt LeBlanc, the former Friends star, he's not appeared on this list, I think because he's actually paid by BBC Worldwide, the commercial arm, and considering he was making something like £2 million a year for his last...
But that's not coming out of the licence fee, though, is it? That's the commercial. That's the sales of Top Gear overseas.
No, that's right, but that's more money that then, you can't be spent on other things as well. And Graham Norton, in addition to his £850,000, is also a load of more money going to his own little production company. So they're still getting around these things. We still haven't got quite the level of transparency that we'd like to be seeing.
Yeah, but production company, his production company will be, employing a lot of people to make those programmes. So, that's putting jobs into the entertainment sector as well, isn't it, in that sense?
Well, that's true, but we don't know how much of it that he gets. But again, someone like Graham Norton, a successful, charismatic guy, he could go on and do television somewhere else and make a success of it. And actually, you could have some other new up-and-coming star who wouldn't be paid as much but would relish the opportunity and have some more hunger to go and make some more interesting and groundbreaking programmes.
Yes, I'm happy to do that when they phone.
That's right, yeah, I'll come be a psychic on it.
Thanks very much, Jeff. All right, well, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, what do you think finally the outcome of this will be? I mean, this will die down a bit. I mean, most people seem to be surprised by the amount of money Radio 2 presenters get, it seems. But you've got to remember, I think people are going, all right, so Jeremy Vine gets £700,000 a year, but then he presents a show every day on the television as well, and it's all included in that, isn't it? So do we need further breakdowns of this, do you think, just to work out exactly who's doing what for that money?
That would be a bad idea, because if people go and look at the numbers, it's done into these sort of bandings, and we can say he's worth between 2.25 million and 2.5 million, all these sorts of things. So there's not quite the level of accuracy there. But yeah, you're right. In terms of this sort of, we'd go top talent and top dollar. You mentioned Jeremy Vine. Simon Mayo is another chap on there who's on something like 350,000, and he does an awful lot of high quality radio every single day, whereas Gary Lineker does one show a week, and that's only in the football season. This kind of disparity is just nonsense.
Yeah, so it's all come down to... And also, the people that aren't on the list, of course, are always going to be having, as you say, arguments with their agents today. But if they're not on the list, then there's an argument that it's going to cost everybody more, because surely they're going to demand more money, aren't they?
Well, if they're demanding more money, it doesn't mean they have to be paid it. And again, there's a big plethora of media outlets out there that people go and join. And the BBC then could reduce what it has to do in some of these other areas and focus, as I say, on different interesting things, and not just trying to compete for ratings with ITV.
All right, James. Listen, thanks for joining us. James Price there, campaign manager at the Taxpayers Alliance, welcoming that today. We've got some disclosures of our own coming on the show today. In the interest of fair play, we are going to be disclosing what presenters on Talk Radio get as a comparison for those BBC salaries before 4 o'clock. So do stay tuned to that as we bring it to you throughout the afternoon. We're going to drip feed it. Right, just after 1:30, though, the highest paid woman on the network has the news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
That's not true. The BBC's gender pay gap has been criticised after the corporation revealed its highest earning stars. Former Top Gear host and Radio 2 presenter Chris Evans earns the most with £2.2 million. But Strictly Come Dancing's Claudia Winkleman, who's the highest earning female presenter, is only taking home around £500,000. Scottish Secretary David Mundell told the Commons it's not acceptable.
We're all concerned in relation to the gender pay gap, and some figures released by a public sector organisation would suggest that there are very significant gender pay gap issues at the BBC.
Jeremy Corbyn and Theresa May have clashed in the final PMQs before the summer break, with the Labour leader accusing her of being unable to lead a divided cabinet. One Labour MP even referred to Mrs May as the interim Prime Minister. Prison officers are to be legally banned from taking industrial action. The government has won a battle in the High Court. Campaigners are welcoming plans to get rid of extra charges for using a card to buy things like tickets and flights. The government has announced so-called surcharges will be outlawed from next January. And the Spanish language song Despacito has become the most streamed of all time. It's had 4.6 billion plays. The weather: heavy thundery showers developing across parts of England and Wales this afternoon, with hail for some. Turning very hot in parts of eastern England. Highs are 31 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
There is, yes. I'm not sure there's a gender, this gender pay gap thing. I mean, it's, I know for a fact of a woman in this building who gets paid more than all of the other male presenters. So I think the gender pay gap is wrong the other way around. That's my argument.
I mean, not really. I mean...
She does.
We've only really...
She does.
Okay, is this the one who's on holiday?
No.
No.
Oh.
It's Edith Bowman.
Oh, I thought you meant on Talk Radio.
Mouth.
Well, in the interest of transparency, I'm not going to tell you how much. I'm just saying it's more.
Also, you don't know it for a fact.
I do. So, you know.
Well, I think that's good.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't. I don't think it's good.
I do. And also, there aren't enough female presenters anyway.
Get paid the same. Maybe that's the answer.
What would you do if that meant lowering your salary?
It couldn't go any lower. Trust me. I don't work for the BBC. So, thank you, Victoria, who, of course, will be here with bonus news around about 3:30. Mm-hmm. Today she wants to do animal news.
Well, you said yesterday I was.
All right. That was a typo.
So I'm listening to you.
That was a voice typo.
That's not a thing.
All right. So that's Victoria, and she's going to be back with Headline Hijack at 2 o'clock. Made up news stories, please. The lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And we'll do that next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a big show. In fact, it's the big show. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Get your laughing tackle around a great big gob full of current affairs, plus the latest showbiz stories, all that, your finance news, and some gossip stirred into the mix. With me, Paul Ross, your chef of the day on the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio.
Total Talk, essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Lovely.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so to Headline Hijack. Now, excuse me, if you have a made-up news story in your head. Take it out of your head and bring it hither. For we wish it, and we wish it to go into the news at 2. That is what you are tasked with, my friend. Make up a news story. Aim it squarely at the bulletin in around a 23 minutes time. And you could be today's headline hijacker. There to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme and only tune in at 2 o'clock. They hear the news and they believe it because it's the news, but one of the stories will be a made-up lie. It's also there for people not paying attention to this bit, which is kind of everybody, I guess, really, including the people in here. But anyway, Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
They weren't paying attention, right. So what have you got? What's come in?
This is from Dave, who says that Love Island producers have admitted that the show is entirely scripted. Bosses at ITV2 came clean after behind-the-scenes pictures showed the characters being given direction. They said, we couldn't find real people ridiculous enough, so we just got some actors and scriptwriters in. Apparently, two of the most popular actors from this year will be returning next series. Camilla will return as Brenda, and Jamie will play Derek.
I know not what any of that means.
Well, Camilla and Jamie should win. Hashtag camjam.
No.
You're not a Gabby and Marcel fan, are you?
Stop.
Oh, mate, she is so fake.
What are you talking about?
Love Island.
I don't know what. The crime rate this week in the UK shot up, according to police statistics, who are blaming World Emoji Day for the rise in offences. This has come in from Gordon. Reported crimes related to emojis include drug dealing via emoji, insider trading related to the various coin and money note emojis, and also inappropriate use of the aubergine emoji there. Why don't you know that why when people do use the aubergine emoji For a willy.
Yeah. Right.
Why don't they just release an emoji of a willy? Because then the aubergine
also,
could be reclaimed back by the vegetarian people.
It's not as fun, is it? It's not as, you know, suggestive and innuendo-y and cheeky.
Right. What about a little emoji of, say, the face of Willy Wonka? Which could mean the same... It could mean two things, that.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe a little emoji of that. Or Willie Whitelaw. Or Willie Rushton.
Who's that?
Never mind. There's a... Willie Nelson. They're all famous Willies, Cornelius.
All right.
Free Willie, the whale.
The whale.
If you sent an emoji of the whale Free Willie to somebody, yeah, that would suggest that you wanted to receive a picture that did that.
I don't think anyone ever wants to receive those, though.
Oh, right. We should have told me that earlier. Stop sending them now. Right, OK, so what's coming up in the next bit? Oh, that's right, we're going through the newspapers. It's the Diversity Paper Review here on Talk Radio. The lines remain open, though, for today's headline hijack. 8722.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And traffic and travel next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data with plans from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
MyGuardMeter.com.
A new clutch? That's really gonna cost me.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
MyGuardMeter.com.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
You'll find around Wiltshire very slow due to an earlier vehicle fire on the M4 westbound between junctions 16 and 17, but all lanes have now reopened. In the West Midlands, the M6 southbound is slow from junction 9 down to junction 8. Merseyside as well, the A580 East Lancashire Road going eastbound is closed. It's due to an accident investigation work taking place between Haydock Lane and Millfield Lane with delays back to East Lancashire Road.
Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, there is a lot of news around today. Good afternoon if you're just joining us, by the way. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. But mostly dominated by the BBC presenter pay announcement. But on top of that, North Sea cod stocks are up.
You're joking.
No, they are.
That's a disgrace.
It is an absolute... the amount of cod... Right, the fishermen now get, right, that some are saying they're overpaid in cod, right, that's a lot of cod going to fishermen, isn't it?
Unless you go into the commercial fish industry.
Yeah, well, they can just walk out and get more cod, but they like to do a good job for the public sector fishing. Anyway, the news
sort
is quite...
down there, doesn't it?
It does a bit, yeah. The news is quite complicated, isn't
it? I can't
it?
Get my head around it.
No, don't worry, Cornelius, because we're here to help. And we're here to help with Japanese poetry. It's what makes the news more easy to understander. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We regularly present the news in haikus.
Police helicopter. Filmed swingers. Talk about an impressive chopper.
The news in haikus. Time now for our diversity paper review. John Boyega, if you're listening to this on the front of the Metro today, shouting that there isn't enough diversity in Game of Thrones, well, I think you'll find this is where the nation turns for its diversity quotas. Talk Radio in the afternoons, because we bring you the diversity paper review. The paper's reviewed each day by a different diversity. We welcome back Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
And your diversity is...
brown.
If you were in Game of Thrones, you'd be a brown walker.
Yes.
You see.
Yeah.
So, John Boyega, This is where you need to be, is all I'm saying. So, Mark, lovely to see you, as ever. What are we going to be
talking? It's been a big week for diversity, hasn't it?
Huge!
It's huge.
Huge! And now we're on to gender pay gaps.
Yeah. At the beginning of the week, everyone in the diversity world and equality world was talking about why Doctor Who has never not been white.
Yeah.
There's many discussions to be had around it, but basically it just boils down to they...
Would you have preferred to have seen a BAME woman? Would that have worked for you?
People were asking me who I wanted, and I was going with Michelle Obama or Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
They would have been my picks.
I think Michelle.
Yeah, because she seems underemployed at the moment.
She is, yeah. Whereas Winfrey's still pretty successful, I would argue, yeah.
And Michelle's got form on turning up at random places and trying to save the world.
That's right. Yeah. So she knows what she's doing. It's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we can't talk about that because there's more scandal afoot in the world of entertainment.
Yeah. So only hours ago,
the
BBC annual report came out and it lists how much everyone is being paid.
Yeah.
Not everyone, their top talent is being paid.
Well, it's everybody who earns more than the Prime Minister. That's where they set the benchmark, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, the Prime Minister is on a public-funded salary of £150,000.
Yeah.
Obviously, she gets way more than that regarding expenses, luxury homes, cars, perks, all that kind of stuff. But we're concentrating on her initial salary. So the argument is that if someone gets paid more than the Prime Minister at the BBC as a presenter, it should be out there as public information. That's where we are with it.
Yes.
And some of them are surprising.
Yeah.
What surprised you the most?
Letitia Dean and Gillian Tailforth.
Yeah.
Who have been in EastEnders for kind of on and off for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And also the favourite of all the kind of tabloid newspapers are both on the list. They earn somewhere in between 150 and 199 grand a year.
Yeah.
Which seems like a lot of money, but I've known people who've been involved in EastEnders and they've just been like, yeah, you're filming like 6 days a week, I think, and it's like 8 in the morning till 8 at night and you basically never see your family, and that's why the only ever things you read about them is that their marriages are breaking up because they don't spend any time at home.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's quite a lot of work, isn't it?
It's more than 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Certainly. So if you equate it to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not good at maths, but maybe. I don't know where it works
out. So that's 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And that's 6 days a week. So that's like 72 hours a week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? Is it 72?
6, 12, 72.
Yeah.
So how many. But how many days a year? Is that all year they're working?
Like EastEnders doesn't even close at Christmas, does it?
Yeah. No, it's like on Christmas Day they have to work.
Yeah. They'll come in on Christmas Day, right? Yeah, they get double time for that.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Get a day off in lieu. That's Lou Beale, by the way. Yeah, a day off in Lou Beale, who used to be in EastEnders.
I don't know how much they get paid, 175 grand a year, or whatever. I don't think that's like a huge amount of money for. Considering that there's like three aspects of this, right? You're in EastEnders, so you're working 6 days a week, all the hours God sends.
Yeah.
Right? Secondly, the other thing is you've got to live that character, right? Ian Beale, Adam Woodyer, I think his name is, right? Has been playing that role since he was a child.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen him at football stadiums and people just scream, Ian Beale, Ian Beale, Ian Beale at him. There's a duality in that man's life where he is not only Adam Woodyer, the name that his parents gave him at birth, but he's also Ian Beale, this kind of bumbling
East End businessman. He wouldn't have started on that. When he was a kid, he would have started on the minimum wage or something. And then he's worked his way through the company, hasn't he?
Exactly.
He's a good example of a loyal worker.
Yeah, he came in as like, a market apprentice or whatever he did when he first started. And now look at him fly.
What is he, owner of the cafe or something now?
Yeah,
look at that man's career go.
Something like that.
And does he own the fish and chip shop as well?
Well, good on him. That's worth 175. You're going to work your way up to own a fish and chip shop from the lowly market trader where your dad sold fruit. That's a good career move. Well done him.
Exactly.
Surprising that Charlie Fairweather out of Off of Casualty is the highest paid soap actor that there is. But his money comes from the NHS, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah. That's what they were talking about the last election, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were just like, should... Is he a nurse?
I think he is a head nurse.
Is he the highest paid nurse in Britain?
I think he is, by quite. But he's not the highest paid doctor. That's that's Doctor Who now.
Yeah. But Peter Capaldi, the old doctor, he's on the list.
Yeah.
And he doesn't earn as much as I thought he was going to earn.
He's up 225?
Yeah. Well, he's in the 200 to 249 bracket, which puts him in the same bracket as Ian Beale.
Yeah.
Danny Dyer, Amelia Fox. I'm not sure who Amelia Fox is, but actually, I kind of feel I should know the name. I don't know what role she plays.
Yeah, she's one of the foxes from that urban edition of Planet Earth.
Oh, okay.
And she was the highest paid fox. So it led to a row between other vermin.
That's great, because me and some of my hipster friends, we did go on a fair pay to foxes march.
Yeah, and rightly so. Yeah. Dr. Liam's the highest paid out of that.
But he's in cabinet now as well.
Yeah, so he gets an extra.
Yeah, we were all up for representation until we realised they'd be Tories.
Yeah.
Who knew foxes were right wing? and David Jason, they're all the same kind of bracket for actors. Yep.
But Chris Evans presents a radio show every day.
Yeah.
Right? And
2.5 hour long radio.
Music right?
show.
Music show where he plays music all the time.
Yeah.
And talks about gin.
And talks about his own car festival that rakes in a load of money for him. Right? No, children in need. I know he does, but it's. Yeah, I know, but I know, but you know. And he gets paid how much?
He gets paid
two and a half million quid. Whereas we do this for.
That's great, though.
Three hours a day, no music. Flogging our guts out.
Yeah.
Budget of a quid. Well, you know what it's like, Mark.
I think, right, there's two ways to react to this. There's the, oh, he's paid so much, that's awful, that's all, like, we should be, like, he should be paid much less, I would do it for cheaper. Or you could be, do you know what? I want to be on Evans' money.
Yeah.
Call your agent, get them in to talk to the management over here.
I want
Evans' money.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
It's the ginger pay gap, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's exactly
the ginger
what it
pay
is.
Gap.
Yeah. And it's not right.
Look at Ed Sheeran, how much he earns compared to the rest of everyone else.
That's ginger producer Dave on this programme, the highest paid out of any of us.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even turn up ever.
Yeah.
And he still gets the more money, right? I bet there are other notable gingers in the industry that get. I think we should look into this, actually. We should definitely look into notable gingers in the industries and see if they get paid. Not that one. See if they get paid any more than the rest of us. Because I bet they do. I bet they do.
Yeah.
Carol Decker out of Tapau famously earned more when she was in Tapau than I did working for her dad in the co-op.
Really?
Her dad, Ron Decker, used to be the boss of the co-op I had a Saturday job in.
Oh, wow.
Now, I was on probably about £3 an hour. Right, but I bet Carol Decker out of Tapau, who is ginger, was on hell of a lot more back then when Tapau were famous.
Probably.
On stage.
Yeah.
Than I was earning in that cop. Ginger pay gap. There it is.
That's, no one ever talks
Prince
about
Harry.
That.
Prince Harry! Doesn't do anything!
Thank you! Exactly. What does he do? Waves a bit. Yeah, dresses as a Nazi at parties.
Well, he's on benefits, like the rest of the royal family, and his benefits are a lot more than everyone else's, aren't they?
It's disparity is what it is.
Yeah.
So where, I mean, there's not much else in the paper. I mean, let's stay with this.
All the papers
this
are just talking
full
about
of this. And it's going to be like that tomorrow as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all there's
going
to be.
Let's be honest. All morning, the funnest thing for us has been going, who's not on the list? And, is that all what they're paid?
I know. You're right. That's where we should be concentrating. Because sometimes you go, I would have thought Jane Garvey would be on more than that.
Yeah. Andrew Neil's in the same bracket as Ian Beale and Danny Dyer. And Andrew Neil is, like, every politician in the country is petrified of that man.
Full disclosure, I've worked for the BBC, right? Okay, in the past. As a presenter, right? But I was on one show a week, right? For BBC Six Music, okay? But you don't get a salary for that. What you get is a show rate. Then, like presenters sometimes do, I accidentally found out what my colleagues were all getting per show.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
And literally it went to my agent, but that, hang on, they're on way more than I am for, you know, it's the same job, you know, and I'm better at it than them. obviously he disagreed with that as well. But then his argument was, that bracket, right, literally, you could just leave and someone else would do it. Right. And you go, he's got a point. And that's the problem, is what we said. The disparity is always going to be there.
Yeah.
But it's weird how people do get paid, and a lot of presenters don't get paid salaries anyway. They get paid a show fee because they're not employees of the BBC. That's the other thing to remember. They're freelancers, which and the freelance sector commands more than the salaried sector anyway by its very nature. So. And the BBC won't let them be employees because then they'd have to pay holiday pay, which they don't get, and national insurance, which they don't get, contributions, or pensions, they don't get. You know, so there's all that in there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty hard, though, if you're listening and you're thinking, you know, Andrew Neil or Laura Koonsberg earns 250 grand a year. It's pretty hard to feel bad for that.
Oh, I don't feel bad for them.
Holiday pay.
Like,
the other thing I wanted to say when I came on, though, is that people are, like, kind of having a go and saying the BBC overpays. I mean, as somebody who doesn't work on air, I'm worried that if the BBC disappeared, if licence fee disappeared, then everyone would just be paying kind of journalists and producers like £10 a day or something. The rate would get would steadily drop. I mean, I know the bloke from Taxpayers Alliance was having a go at BBC journalists being paid whatever, and it's just like, well, actually, that's kind of, you know, the BBC just paying people a fair wage.
It keeps a level of a fake, but you're right, because the commercial sector will get away with paying people as little as they possibly can. Of course they will. I mean, they're businesses. They've got to make profit.
Yeah, why wouldn't they try it?
Exactly. That's what employers will do, because they are running a business. So you can't blame them for that. Whereas the BBC is running a business, but it's one that is responsible to the public.
Yeah.
And so they haven't got to make the same level of profits. And he's right. James from the Taxpayers Alliance was right about one thing, in that the BBC shouldn't ratings chase as much as they do, because they don't need to.
But then what's the point of their existence if they're not doing that? Because you're paying your licence fee for a service, and the service is to be entertained, informed and educated, whatever their thing is.
You're right.
So if they suddenly don't go around chasing ratings, all you're doing then is saying, well, you've just got to do the bits no one else wants to do, and no one's doing them because no one's watching them. So suddenly you just got this situation where people are paying for a service that nobody wants, and then people go, what's the point of it? Let's pull the plug.
Mm. It's a balance, I think. I think the BBC, you know, there shouldn't be strictly... I mean, George Galloway earlier came out, didn't he? And said he wasn't going to watch Strictly. I don't know, we've got that bit of audio. George Galloway said this earlier.
I will never watch Strictly Come Dancing.
He will happily, however, go on a rival reality show and lap milk off the lap of an actress.
Yeah.
BBC, arguably, should they be doing Strictly Come Dancing when it's the same as those other sorts of shows, shiny floor shows that ITV do very well?
Yeah, but
and instead, could they?
He mentioned Match
else?
Of the Day.
Yeah.
Clearly, he didn't watch the Championship on ITV, which was rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the BBC's coverage of things is pretty spectacular. We can, you know, world class.
Yeah.
So we're not arguing that Planet Earth, all that stuff.
It's great, isn't it?
You know, and it's also, I mean, it's £147. It's worth the money for everything you get.
Yeah.
Doubtless.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. However, it does start throwing up things of going, all right, why is he paid that and she paid that, and is there a disparity there and everything? It's a row that's going to run and run. We're out of time.
It's just going to cost a tax licence payer more money.
In the end, it probably is.
It is.
So well done. Well done, everybody.
Well done, whoever.
Well done, James.
And I'm going to phone my agent while the news is on. James. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
The papers are full of that today, which is why we make no apology for bringing you that, because it's all that anybody is talking about. Okay, after the news at 2 o'clock. Speaking of money, we'll be helping somebody who doesn't have enough to make their programme, which is a Kickstarter idea. Somebody has one. Someone we've had on before. We'll be catching up with them after the news at 2 o'clock. We'll be talking to a foreign correspondent today about a foreign story. Live from somewhere foreign, and there's the big debate at 3, a game of Dead or Alive, and Professor Stephen Hawking with us to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. All on the way on Talk Radio this afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Winning a major golf competition takes a lot.
Henrik Stenson is the champion golfer of the year.
It's my finest performance, the Open Championship. That's the one I wanted to win.
Spectacular is not the right word, it's perfection.
You imagine those things as a kid, and I finally got to live that dream.
Who will write this year's major story and become champion golfer of the year? The Open starts tomorrow, live, only on Sky Sports. The Open.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got massive stocks on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In July, we've got new lower prices on Facro centre pivot roof windows, like a 550 by 780mm window for only £128 ex-VAT. To find more great trade prices and thousands of products in stock, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Is 4 a.m. your baby feeding time? Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Renew now. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits. We're ready when you are.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart.
Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valence, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valence V-Smart for more.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Beeb's gender pay gap. Water firm admits supplying contaminated water. And card surcharges banned.
Talk Radio.
The BBC has revealed its highest paid on-screen earners, with Chris Evans topping the list with a salary of more than £2 million. The figures show a huge gender pay gap, with just two women in the top 10, both earning less than a quarter of Evans's figure. The corporation's Director General, Tony Hall, is defending the enormous wage bill.
Our public expects us to hire great talent, stars, great presenters, great correspondents. But because of the way we're paid by everybody, we've also got to make sure we're getting good value for money for that, which is why I was able to say today that the talent bill year on year is down by 10%.
The Prime Minister has dodged questions on whether the Chancellor really said some public sector workers are overpaid. She's been pressed during PMQs on the comments Philip Hammond's alleged to have made in a recent Cabinet meeting. Public sector pay rises remain capped at 1%. But Theresa May took the chance to suggest Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party wouldn't be able to fund any increases either.
He and I do both value public sector workers. We both value our public sector services. The difference is, on this side of the house, we know you have to pay for them.
United Utilities has admitted supplying water unfit for human consumption to around 700,000 customers. People in Lancashire were forced to boil supplies in 2015 after the cryptosporidium bug was found in a treatment plant in Preston. The government has won its legal challenge to get a permanent ban on strikes by prison officers. The case was brought after the Prison Officers Association called on members in England and Wales to take action short of a walkout in February. And fees for using credit or debit cards are going to be banned from next January. It also applies to digital sales like Apple Pay and PayPal. Airlines and ticket firms impose some of the highest charges, while some government bodies also have fees.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
That was really good.
You weren't listening.
No, I heard the first bit.
Okay, fine.
I kind of zoned out after that. But it was really good. Thank you. Really, mm-hmm. really good. Oh, by the way, I followed your lunch advice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, you said you were going off to have a falafel wrap.
With hummus, yeah.
With hummus. Oh, hang on. Well, I didn't get any hummus. Did you have the last of the hummus?
Probably.
What else did you have the last of? Because I'll admit, when it came to mine, the side salad you had deliciously promised...
Yes.
...consisted of a bit of lettuce.
Did you not get any avocado?
A little bit of avocado.
Olives.
No.
Onions.
No, I don't want onions.
Chickpeas.
No.
Sweet corn.
No.
Hummus.
No.
Lovely French dressing.
No,
tomatoes.
No dressing. It was dry.
Oh.
I just had some falafel in a wrap, and the wrap was crispy.
I know. I was confused by the crispiness. Was that avocado and onion in your wrap?
No.
Oh, there wasn't mine.
This is.
I think this is
a lunch gender lunch gap. That's what that is.
Well, no, it's not.
You're getting a higher quality lunch than I am,
John.
Yeah.
You didn't go down and get it yourself.
I can't. I have to do this.
Yeah. Well, if you weren't so busy mouthing off earlier, you could have got your own lunch.
I couldn't get my lunch. I was had to sit here.
No, but before that.
When?
Before the show started, but you were otherwise engaged.
Yeah, I was stuck on a train and then at the BBC shouting at them to let me
in.
Well,
if you hadn't have been so arrogant, then you could have got a better lunch.
Because
also, if you'd got in there earlier,
so before me. So you were ahead of me in the queue.
Yeah.
But there we go again. Now women are ahead of me in the queue.
Really?
John, stop complaining.
Gender queue gap.
Stop complaining, because last time you whinged about diversity, it ended up on the front pages.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, so maybe just be quiet and let me do the weather.
All right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Typical of a woman getting all the weather work.
John, you can have it.
Nothing.
There you go. Right. I've got to go to a meeting anyway.
Oh, what's your meeting about?
Oh, it's a daily meeting that you're not invited to.
Oh, you get invited to all the meetings! Meeting gap! Heavy thundery showers developing across parts of England and Wales this afternoon, with hail for some. Turning very hot in parts of eastern England. Today's high, 31 degrees.
There you go, you got some weather work.
Thank you. Let's close the gap slightly. And now here's Ben.
I'm not paying you for that.
Oh. Can I not have part of your salary? I just did some of your work.
No.
Gender pay gap.
It's work experience weather.
Touché. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Sam Allardyce has told Talk Sport he believes the FA were too quick to react following the newspaper sting that cost him his job as England manager. In a wide-ranging interview with Talk Sport, Allardyce described being in shock for weeks after leaving his position.
I understand it was my fault that I went to these meetings, like, you know, but I think that the decision done the day after was obviously something that really shocked me.
You can listen to Big Sam's interview with Jim White in full on the website talksport.com. England's women face Scotland tonight in their first game at Euro 2017 in Holland. Mark Sampson's side have been preparing for the match in Utrecht by watching a video about Scottish history, including clips from the film Braveheart. Finally, England fast bowler Mark Wood is fit to play in next week's third test with South Africa. Scans on Wood's left heel show he didn't suffer a serious injury during the defeat at Trent Bridge. The next match starts at the Oval a week tomorrow. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, today marks the first day of the Maypole scrappage scheme launched by the government. The large white poles are being torn down after an investigation by Channel 4 News showed that no one has danced around a Maypole for around 8 years.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio and it's the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio. Okay, then. So we've been talking a lot about the BBC salaries that are all over everything today. That's all that the media seems to be talking about. But the breaking news, of course, the government announcing its intention to increase the state pension age from 67 to 68. Do you think they might have deliberately crept that one out today, given that everyone's talking about the BBC thing? Do you think the government would be... Is that too cynical? Too cynical of me, is it? 7 years earlier than planned, they're doing that? Is that cynical to say they'd put that out today? Sneaks by a little bit.
That means we're going to have one more year of Chris Evans.
Yeah. Get an extra $2.5 million, though, won't he? So. Well, we said we would bring you details. It's only transparent, it is only fair of what Talk Radio presenters and so on and staff get paid today. So we will be disclosing it. We're going to start now. Start with Julia Hartley Brewer. In her contract, for every show she does on Talk Radio on a daily basis, 4 immigrants get deported. She's trying to negotiate that up to 5. George Galloway gets fed 3 Blairite scum per week. They are delivered to him caged. Cornelius, you've got some there as well.
Yes, Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Yeah.
He's paid just whatever he can get out of Denny's wallet while he's not looking. Martin Roberts gets 1 house per show.
Yep.
Andy J, 1 supercar.
Yeah.
And James Whale, of course, gets 400 tons of plankton per week.
That's right, yeah. Paul Ross, 2 packets of Meow Meow. Jake Yap continues to be paid with the promise of his contract being renewed. That's one he's got. Penny Smith paid just 1 penny. Smith. What else have we got here? Interesting.
Oh, I hadn't seen this. Yes, Mark Machado, who just did our diversity paper reviews, yes, apparently paid in bacon and cuddles.
That's nice. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that is what he asks for when drunk. So... Doesn't always get it, though, does he?
No.
It's worth pointing that out. And our own ginger producer, Dave, simply won't get out of a student for less than 20 quid.
You are.
Yep. All right, then. So, let's talk Kickstarter project. Now, a while ago, if you're a regular listener, you will know that Jeff and Vicky are travelling round the country, visiting every railway station they possibly can and making a documentary about it. And it's being funded by Kickstarter. You, crowdfunding, crowdsourcing. They came on the show back in, well, a while ago to talk about it. And we're going to catch up with them just to see where they are. They've got a lot of national press out of this. You've probably seen them on the TV with it and so forth. Travelling around every station in the country. This is what happened last time they were on.
Gosh, well, this is a crazy idea which I had about 5 years ago. I need to give you a bit of backstory. I've twice in my life held the world record for travelling to all the tube stations in the fastest time possible.
Right, so I'm just going to stop you right there. Why did this become a thing?
A great question, because it was something that I did once for fun and for charity, and I have an obsessive personality, and it just became one of those things that I needed to do and conquer. So around almost 30 times now, I've been around the whole tube network, and twice I've been in the record books.
Wow.
And I've sort of retired from that now. It's sort of, you know, I feel like I've done that and I've conquered that. But something that, you know, when I'm down the pub with friends and you're telling them this and they have the same reaction as you, they go, why? The next thing that some people always say, you know, what about this, what about that? And at some point, someone always goes, ooh, is there a similar challenge for doing all the mainline national railway stations? Mm. To which I once said, no, don't be ridiculous. That would be a ridiculous thing. But it was kind of always in the back of my head. And I think that last year, 2016, my girlfriend and I, you know, we're having one of those years. I think everybody found 2016 to be a rough year. You know, like all the celebrities were like dying.
Yep.
It was a pretty bad year, you know, politics, etc. And we were just looking for something fun, something to lift ourselves, something to do. And the idea of travelling to all the UK, well, in this case, Great Britain's railway stations, surfaced again. And we had one of those moments over dinner where we were like, could we actually do this? You know, could we take that from being a ridiculous idea to actually doing it?
And that was Jeff talking to us when they were about to embark upon this project. Now, they are two-thirds or so in. So we're going to be catching up with him. We're going to be finding out exactly what the public coin has paid for with his and Vicky's Kickstarter, rather than the public coin yours paying for Chris Evans. Although, to be fair, as we keep saying, Chris Evans did an excellent job of resurrecting Top Gear, so he's worth that money. Right, we'll take traffic and travel slightly early, and then we'll be back to talk to Jeff to catch up on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Punching the air, Sally jumps out of her Renault traffic van. Winning her second gardening contract feels even better than the first. Topiary has a new champion. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
Gary's not in the office. Gary's in Marbella, applying after sun to his shoulders at the poolside bar. He's having a lovely time, but he's also missing out on business. With eReceptionist, Gary could have had all his calls professionally answered and diverted to other numbers or to colleagues, so he never misses out on business. But instead, he's getting burned on two fronts. Go to ereceptionist.co.uk to find out more and to sign up for your free 30-day trial. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your outdoors. Like Santex 5-litre masonry paint, now 2 for £40. Homebase, always low prices. Offer ends July 30th.
To celebrate our new sponsorship of Red Bull Racing, Esso is giving you a chance to feel part of the team.
Fill up at any Esso station before the end of August and you could find yourself trackside with the Red Bull Racing team at a selected race this season. Esso and Red Bull Racing, the new fast.
Terms apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M49 southbound in Bristol, we've got one lane closed off due to a police training exercise going southbound between the M4 at junction 22 and the M5 at the A4, but traffic's coping fairly well. The M5 northbound through the West Midlands in the roadworks just before the M6, we've got congestion. Wiltshire on the M4 westbound, it's slow due to a vehicle fire between junction 16 and 17, and the M6 southbound from 9 at Wensbury in the West Midlands down to junction 8 is looking busy. I'm Poonam Verma.
Right now, BT Infinity comes with our lowest ever standard fibre price. It's $24.99 a month on a 12-month contract, with $59.99 up front. That's a welcome discount of over 25%. You'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi compared to major broadband providers and free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots across the UK. So don't miss our lowest ever fibre price. Join BT today at bt.com/deals.
Discount versus price from month 13. $34.99 per month, 25 gigabytes usage. Prices may change. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And yes, catch up with a Kickstarter. And what's more, that man is back. Jeff is on the line now. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, John. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm fine. But, you know, the question is, Jeff, after how... When did we last speak, Jeff? I mean, it was like a long time ago, wasn't it?
It was like March, April. It was a few weeks ago. We were sort of in the warm-up, the build-up, as it were, and you were getting in on the action early, which I like.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's solely down to us. Well, me, specifically, that you've had all this publicity, Jeff.
It wouldn't have been the success that it was. I think we can hats off to Talk Radio. Yep.
Right. So how's it going? So basically, the premise was travel all the stations in Britain using all of the railway lines that are available. Where are we up to, Jeff?
Yeah, we're doing it. Weirdly enough, we're over two-thirds of the way through. You catch us today, actually not on a train, but we're actually, as I speak to you on the phone right now, we're getting into a taxi because we're travelling between Clitheroe and Colne up in the north. I don't know whether it's Lancashire or Greater Manchester. I'm pretty sure Clitheroe is in Lancashire, isn't it?
I think Clitheroe is. And you've got to be careful to pronounce that word correctly because otherwise it sounds like you're... Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
I have upset some people with pronunciation. We were in Kirby in... on Merseyside the other day, but it's got two K's in it, and I was pronouncing it Kirby, and I unleashed a Twitter storm when everybody told me just how wrong I was pronouncing it the way I was. That's what I've learned so far, is how to pronounce a lot of awkward names around Britain.
Well, how do you pronounce Kirby with two K's?
The second K is a silent one. It's just Kirby, apparently, even though there's two K's in it. I didn't know this.
Well, that's just stupid.
I didn't get the memo.
Anyway. Look, Jeff, I've seen you. I've seen you on the TV, Jeff.
I know.
I've seen you on the news. I've heard about you. I've seen you. I've seen Vicky, who is doing it with you, of course. You know, and you're speaking to all these people around the country, waiting for you on platforms and all this kind of stuff. So, and you say you're two-thirds of the way through this project. How does it feel now?
I'll be a little bit serious for a moment. Yeah, I see a lot of people are like, you're just having a big three-month-long holiday. It is by far anything not a holiday. We're every day, we're up, we're out, we're travelling, we're connecting, we were battling with problems and where next and taking photos and talking and researching in history and making an online video about this. So it's a full-on job, which is very tiring, just like any other job. But it is brilliant. But what's brilliant are the people that we meet and the stories that we find along the way and actually... and sharing those experiences and stories with people and getting other people's input. So we just kept playing, as I say, through Clitheroe, where somebody told us that there's a butcher here that sells 40 types of sausages. Now, that's the kind of local knowledge you only get from a local, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't know that otherwise. You're absolutely right, yeah.
Exactly.
And some of those sausages are made of long-lost commuters, aren't they? They've mysteriously disappeared at these ghost stations. But it's
I should say... Go on. Oh, sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say...
No, no, no.
some of the stuff... Look at us now. We're bantering like we're in a pub, Jeff.
I know.
I was going to say that some of the stations I've kind of read about you going to, like, kind of, you know, they've all got their own. You're absolutely right. Stories or unique. You know, the tiny stations that ghost trains stop at, stations that have one train through a week, stations that don't even have trains, they have weird trams. You know, it's all this stuff, isn't it?
It's like little quirky Britain. I mean, you know, there's often books and things written and said about this before, weird lost places in Britain, and we're just doing them all by train. But it is fascinating. We just got on at Entwistle. The train just stopped at Entwistle, just on the line to Clitheroe, and one woman got on, and we were like, what? How? It was a tiny request stop with a wooden platform, and it was like, wow, where has she come from? Where is she going to? So there's all these little tiny places which have been fascinating to discover by rail. And that's what we've come to the conclusion of. There are many fascinating places that you can explore Britain just by rail.
And when you approach people and say, like the woman in the request stop, which I love, you know, I love the notion of request stop. We spoke about that last time, I know. But do you go up to them and explain to them what you're doing? And are they willing to talk to you? I mean, how are you sort of approaching it?
Well, a lot of the time, you know, we've got like a camera and video camera with us. So people often look at us suspiciously, like, what are you doing? And we go, hello. But then if you just say hello, most, and I'm going to say most because we have encountered the odd grumpy bugger or two. Can I say bugger?
Yeah, you just did. Twice. Never mind.
You just bleeped the second one out. But people, when you explain what you're doing, there's a look of, wow. And then they're like, really? And then before long, they're telling you their life story or their memory of their local station. Yeah. And that's brilliant. Sadly, we then go, that's great, can we get some of this on video? And that's like a filter, because most people then go, oh, no, and they back away.
Yeah.
But, like, we met a gentleman yesterday, I think we were in West Horton, which is in the greater Manchester area, and he was like, nope, it's Lancashire. And he did this big sort of hate-fueled rant on why it should be still Lancashire, not greater Manchester, which was brilliant, and we went, can we get that on video? At which point he went, oh, no, and walked off. We were like, no,
Jeff, you're making a mistake. What you need to do is shove the camera surreptitiously, right, near them, and then just get them to sign a release form afterwards. That's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. We're not even doing release forms. We'll get in trouble now. But, you know, but people on trains are brilliant. And a lot of the staff are brilliant as well. I think the staff come in for a hard time, because they're there usually just to be vented at by frustrated commuters. But if you say hello to your guard or conductor. And there was a beautiful example. We were on Southern, the much maligned Southern Railway.
Oh, yeah.
I know. And we went, hello, good morning to the guard. He was like, hello. Like, he was surprised as if anyone would want to say hello to him. And he carried on checking the tickets. And then 5 minutes later, he came back up again. We just went, hello again, how's your morning? He was like, yeah, all right. Still viewed with deep suspicion. And then 5 minutes later, he came back and went, what are you guys doing then? And it was like, we had to wear him down. I mean, we thought the poor bugger was probably so used to just getting commuters going, why are Southern so terrible, that he couldn't believe that somebody wanted to have a nice chat to him. And we did. And it was brilliant. And it made our day and it made his day.
Yeah.
And, talk to people on trains. Trains are brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, that's good advice. I mean, obviously no one will. But, I mean, it's good. It's good that you're out there flying the flag for chatting on trains in Britain.
We're trying.
But we talked to you. What an interesting day to talk to you, because we have news today, of course, front pages of some of the papers, of this new delay complaint issue, whereby trains were never late if it was under 10 minutes. But now there's going to be legislation that comes in that says, a minute's worth of train late is going to count.
Gosh.
So forth. And HS2, of course, this week, the whole new line for that. And, so you're kind of out there right at the forefront of this stuff. And are you finding, overall, and I realise this is a massive generalisation, but a third of the way through all of the stations in Britain, I know, are you finding that people generally like train travel in this country, or is it a source of vast annoyance?
I think that you have to separate the world into two types of train users. There's the commuter that gets to work, and there's like leisure travel. And obviously, commuters get stung for the highest fares because they're travelling at peak hours, and people complain that fares are too high. But that's what I always say: if you have a rail car and you book a ticket in advance to a more touristy destination, the railway is brilliant. And then the commuter is frustrated because the trains are busy and crowded. But we're just a victim of society growing and the Victorians not being able to plan, how much the population was going to grow.
Yeah.
So if you sort of take the commuter nub out of it, trains are amazing. But I appreciate that at peak hours, you can get literally hot under your collar.
Yeah.
So, trains are good.
You're avoiding peak hours, presumably.
We sort of we
try and aim to get our first train of the day around 9:30. Sometimes we have to get an 8 o'clock train, but not even I like a packed, busy commuter train, but it's kind of just a necessity of life, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. And what would you say? I mean, HS2 saw some much controversy. Mm. I consider you now to be the nation's rail spokesman, and I will be coming to you, Jeff, on every rail story we cover now.
Yeah.
What do you make of HS2? Because it's got its detractors, of course. Mainly the people who live in the houses, they're going to smash to bits to get it through there. But it's got people saying, save 10 minutes. So you know, where do you stand, Jeff?
Where do I stand?
Well, probably in the corridor, I imagine. But, you know...
Can you see in the corner of your studio, it just arrived, it's a freshly painted fence, and I'm about to sit on it. Here I go. So people tweeted me yesterday going, Jeff, what do you make of HS2? And I went, look, I said, I can't give you a reply in 140 characters. Fair enough. The point is, it's an issue. The reason it's an issue is because there are pros and cons, and if there were an easy answer to it, we wouldn't be having the issues that there are. And one of the most tricky questions that someone said to me yesterday is that they said, would you rather all that money went into HS2 or would you rather it went into upgrading and reopening some old existing routes and tracks rather than building a brand new track? And ultimately, my answer would be both. I'd like to see new railways and, you know, bringing old lines back to life or increasing the frequency along certain lines. We were between Ormskirk and Preston yesterday, and it gets points if you know where Ormskirk is, John, and it only gets like a train every hour and a half, and it'd be great if it was like every half an hour or whatever. So I'd like to see that, as well as HS2 being built. And I'm not just brazenly saying build HS2 because I very clearly understand how disruptive it's going to be, but that's why people just need to sit down and talk and work out what the best way is to deal with the issues. How was that for a bit of defence sitting?
That was excellent. You went neither one way nor the other, Jeff. That was spectacular. I mean, that was textbook for me. You could be a politician, Jeff.
Well, no, if I was a politician, I wouldn't answer your question at all.
That's true. You'd actually say, the actual question, John, is... and then go off on a tangent.
John, what I think you're really asking, though, let me tell you this.
How many upper crust baguettes have you eaten? That's what people want to know.
Oh, no. John, the real question I think you're asking there is how your experience of Premier Inn rooms. Because we're basically living at a Premier Inn, and they all look the same. What I should have done at the start of the journey is taken a picture. It could have been a Flickr gallery of Premier Inn rooms, and they're identikit hotelering.
I know. And you have to kick Lenny Henry out of the bed before you get in there.
It's like a
nightmare.
I probably had one too many pumpkin coffees. If I see a pumpkin again in my life, it'll be too soon. Never make me drink a pumpkin coffee again.
Remind us, Jeff, where we can help your project. It's a Kickstarter, let's not forget that.
It was all brilliant. It was brilliantly funded by 1,500 people on Kickstarter. We have the support of the brilliant Railway Delivery Group, who are promoting their Britain Runs on Rail campaign this summer. Our website. So you can follow what we're doing, all the stations.co.uk and all the stations on YouTube, Twitter and Facebook. But we're also getting people to join in and like share us this, you know, share us your little facts and tidbits and stories and photos. And we talk to you on Twitter. You know, we're lighthearted and good humoured. You know, and if people are up for a bit of banter, we are all for a bit of that. So the key phrase to type into your Google search bar is all the stations and you will find us.
There it is. Jeff, listen, thank you so much again for joining us. I'm going to say now, because you've got, a third of the country to go, so after the next third, we want you on again. We want to find out, you know, how it all went overall.
I'll come back.
So that's a good thing. There you go. That's Jeff. He's got a Kickstarter. He's travelling all the stations in Britain with Vicky. And you can follow their progress on the place what he said you could. If you've got a Kickstarter project, then do get in touch. 87222 is the number to get in touch with us by. And you can start your message with the word talk or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. Now, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and something's coming next.
Talk Radio.
And that something is the news at 2:30 with Victoria.
Thanks, John. A huge gender pay gap has been revealed by the BBC, which has been forced to publish the salaries of its highest earning broadcasters. Just two women are in the top 10, with Chris Evans on the most at well over £2 million. The government has announced it's raising the state pension age from 67 to 68, 7 years earlier than planned. The plan would save £74 billion by 2045 compared with previous proposals. Here's Wellcome Pensions Secretary David Gawk.
This brings forward the increase by 7 years from its legislated date
of 2044-46, in line with the recommendation made by John Cridland, and following careful consideration of the evidence on life expectancy, fairness and public finances.
Theresa May has been called an interim prime minister during the last PMQs before the summer break. The Labour leader also clashed with Mrs May, accusing her of being unable to lead, as he pointed to a bickering within the Tory party. There's misery for people returning to Gatwick Airport to find their cars missing after an unofficial parking firm went bust. Trading Standards says it's looking for the firm's director, who also seems to have disappeared. And some breaking news: an overtime ban by Southern Railway drivers in the Aslef Union, and three planned strikes have been suspended to allow talks with Transport Secretary Chris Grayling. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. The weather: heavy thundery showers developing across parts of England and Wales this afternoon, with hail for some. Turning hot in parts of eastern England, highs of 31 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. There's also more in 1 hour from Victoria, where she brings us today's bonus news. A bonus news, of course. The bulletins are shorter, but she's still in a row over pay, gets paid the same.
It's not a row, it's the right decision. No one apart from you seems aggrieved.
So she makes the time up by bringing us bonus...
animal news.
Oh, yes. Bonus news, which today is...
animal news.
That's right. Have you started...
No. I've been busy doing pension stuff and...
sorting out your pension.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah. Good, glad you've... glad you've been busy working. So we've got some extra Talk Radio. We're obviously disclosing Talk Radio payments as well, as in the interests of, well, interesting. And it seems only right and fair. We've already talked about Julia Hartley Brewer, of course. Have you aware of this?
What's Julia's?
Julia's is, for every show she does on the network, she negotiated this at the beginning of her, mm-hmm. of her time here, four immigrants get deported every time she
wow.
does a show. I know.
That's up.
Yes, it's up from two, which was the old deal. George Galloway, three Blairite scum a week he gets fed.
Okay.
Penny Smith,
mm-hmm.
one Penny Smith. Johnny Seifert. Now, there's
they pay him.
Well, this is the thing. Johnny Seifert is the network's quote
celebrity producer.
What does that mean?
He books guests, celebrities,
right?
Guests.
He interviews them himself a lot of the time.
Yes. Just for his own show reel. Well, anyway, he pays £20 a day for the privilege to work here. So that's good. He should pay more.
Yeah.
Sam Delaney, free.
What?
The only reason he does his show is so he can meet musicians that he likes from the 80s.
He's been doing that a lot.
There
though.
You go.
Yeah, well, that's
in
why
his
he does the show, yeah. Ash, he's on a teenth per hour.
Yes. Mark Machado, we talked about earlier,
yeah.
you know, the producer Mark,
yeah.
gets paid in bacon and cuddles.
Oh, I heard he likes that.
Yeah, doesn't always get it when he's drunk, though, does he?
No.
The moose
mm-hmm.
from the sport?
Yeah.
Pig trough fodder.
Oh.
He's just got a... you know that pig trough out there full of fodder?
Yeah.
That's mooses.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
He negotiated that.
I'll see him delving into it.
The Talk Radio online team...
Mm-mm.
get paid, apparently, which is a disgrace.
What about you, John?
I do this as a sort of hobby.
I didn't think that was the case, because you were complaining earlier.
I was told you get paid in centimetres to add to your height.
That explains the heels, then.
Who told you that?
Supposed to be between me and my agent and the boss here. And my contract says that I have to stay here until I'm the height of an average man. So...
Lee White has tweeted, yeah. Is Cass paid in eggs? Obviously not. She's paid an egg.
That's from Lee. Thank you. Our assistant producer is Cass. She smells of her egg. But it's interesting. We've got more of this to drip feed throughout
okay.
the afternoon. But it's all on the way. Shall we do some work experience punditry? Shall we do that? I think we should. We'll get Grace in here and review some stuff. Okay, here we go.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great Whale Tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so, too, I mean, it's a show about salaries today. Everybody is talking about the BBC presenter pay. We've just been talking about it, of course. But it's time now for today's edition of Work Experience Punditry. Terrible irony, isn't it, though, Grace, that you're here today being our work experience, reviewing stuff. Hmm. And we, as regular listeners know, tell you that it's to give you a leg up into this industry in which you won't be paid as much as a man anyway, apparently. According to the, but we don't pay you at all.
No.
I mean, literally, you do this for free.
That's what the BBC should do.
Yeah, they should just call it Gary Lineker, work experience.
Yeah.
If you want to get on in this industry, Gary, in you go there. Free. Put the crisps down. Ditto you, Evans. We've decided, by the way, Grace, I don't know whether you agree with this, that there is a ginger gap, pay gap. Chris Evans, £2.5 million.
Yeah.
Right, presents a 2.5 hour long radio show.
Yeah.
He plays music. He just talks for a bit. 3 hours of this, right? Not that money.
Yeah,
pay gap.
I think redheads are very privileged.
Yeah, yeah. Think about it.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, look at the money Ed Sheeran's on.
Yeah.
Ginger pay gap.
Rupert Grint. Ron Weasley.
Yeah.
I think he was the highest paid in all the Harry Potter franchise, isn't he, Rupert?
I don't know, but
I'm fairly certain.
As he is ginger, it would make sense, yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Is he ginger?
Is he?
Oh, he's on the Google search. Right, and okay. Famous ginger people.
My husband's a redhead and everyone is so nice to him all the time, but
right.
he's horrible, so I just think that I think it's privilege.
Yeah, there you go, that's ginger privilege.
Did you
privilege.
Marry him for the money?
Yeah, clearly.
The ginger
what
dollar.
What else would it be for?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? See what I mean? It's Prince Harry, there's another one.
There you go.
Lives in a palace, for God's sake.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't.
If he had brown hair, he'd be living in a normal place.
Ginger, it's biased is what it is.
It is,
Anne Robinson, and she's part of the watchdog that is supposed to oversee all of this.
Anne Robinson!
It's fit.
She's part of the BBC watchdog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Anyway, there needs to be more on this. But that aside, today we are, of course, talking to you, Grace, about hipster nonsense. It's where we review things. On a Wednesday, we look at all things that pop up and how hateful they are.
Yeah.
What are you going to start with?
This is... I actually quite like a lot of the stuff that I found, but I don't know if that makes me a bit of a hipster. I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
So the first one is the Chad Olympics. That's not to be confused with the Chav Olympics, which is something the total opposite of this.
Right.
So this is where people dress in the finest gear. You know, like, we're talking silk slacks, you know, tweed, the full-on.
Yeah.
Anything vintage, basically. And it's an Olympics for the flamboyant and the eccentric. What they have to do is they do things like bicycle jousting or tea obstacle courses, and whilst jazz music plays, and they grow moustaches at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty hipster?
I mean, it's quite hipster, certainly. Oh. I've heard of this before.
Okay.
I think I've even interviewed the man who started it, who was a little bit hipster, even before hipster was a thing.
Yeah.
Actually, because I've never seen a man encased in so much tweed.
Yeah, yeah, it must
I
be
have
hot.
To say, there was a lot of tweed going on.
Yeah.
But it's, this is a series of just sort of gentlemanly events. Is that right?
Gentlemanly, womanly.
Yeah.
So
there's bicycle jousting?
Tea obstacle courses.
So what's that? You carry a cup of tea around an obstacle course?
Yeah, I was trying to figure this out. I couldn't really see many pictures of it. I think basically just... I don't know. Yeah, maybe carrying a cup of tea and pouring tea into various cups and things.
Right.
I'm not entirely sure. And I did see a picture of someone dressed as a deer riding... No, someone was riding someone dressed as a deer whilst going over... what these things... The jumping things.
Right. Are you sure that was this Olympics thing or just a specialist website that you happen to be looking at?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about...
Okay, leave that.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of... Did you see this Vladimir Putin thing, by the way? How hipster is this? So, Vladimir Putin, it turns out, bathes in the blood from deer's antlers.
Oh,
all right? I mean, that is a chart entry. Still not up there with David Cameron and the pig, but it isn't bad as a highest new entry, is it?
Is it above or below Trump and the Wii?
That's not yet in the animal politician chart.
Yeah.
Because the Wii was that of a human prostitute, not of an animal. Mm. Had he bathed in the Wii, Donald Trump, of an animal prostitute, then possibly yes.
Okay.
But he didn't. It was a human one, as far as I know. So that doesn't count. But yeah, so that's... I don't know whether that's part of the Olympics, but that's what we know about Vladimir Putin. That's quite hip, isn't it? Bathing in the blood of a freshly severed deer's antler.
Yeah, I'm not sure if hip's the right word to use.
Yeah, hey, weirder things than that have happened in hipster cafes, let's be honest.
That's true, yeah, that is
true.
I
wouldn't be surprised if that just didn't pop up next to the one where you could drink a cup of coffee while servicing the skull of a pig. You know, maybe there could be a themed load of cafes on the dalliances of world leaders.
Yeah, we should... Start one up.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know.
Sort of the Chelsea shirt that David Meller wore.
Yeah.
Just on the wall, framed like a Planet Hollywood, but Disgrace.
Yeah, was he toe sucking as well, David Meller?
Yeah.
So you have a cup of coffee while someone's sucking your toe.
No, you get a toe to dip in. You get various dips.
Oh, yeah, like a churro.
Yeah. Churro toe.
Yeah, I love it. That's good.
All right, well, look, Grace, stay there.
Okay.
I know there's more to come of hipster nonsense. Just give us a little tease, though. What can we look forward to after the traffic and travel?
Axe throwing.
There it is. Right, axe throwing on the way. We're talking hipster nonsense and a roundup of it with Grace, our work experience, talk radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Our trade tiling clearance is now on. Albiro Grey Wood Effects Porcelain Wall and Floor Tile was £15.83, now just £8 per square metre. Excludes VAT 20%.
Skeletor got £35 off his budget car insurance at Money's Supermarket, and now he feels like the whole world is queuing for his autograph. Like his life's a standing ovation that'll never end. Like he could light up the sky with a flame. Get £35 off budget car insurance. Another epic deal exclusively from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends August 8. New policies only when purchasing budget car insurance through Money's Supermarket before August 8, 2017. Geographical exclusions apply. See Money's Supermarket for full T's and C's.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3. Helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear. Made to feel good.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
Around Bristol, one lane's closed off on the M49. It's due to an exercise taking place between the M4 at junction 22 and the M5, but traffic seems to be coping well. M5 through the West Midlands northbound in the roadworks just before the M6 link is looking busy, and delays on the M6 southbound from 9 at Wensbury down towards junction 8. And also watch out around Merseyside, the A580 East Lincolnshire Road eastbound still closed due to an accident investigation work.
Right now, BT Infinity comes with our lowest ever standard fibre price. It's £24.99 a month on a 12-month contract, with £59.99 up front. That's a welcome discount of over 25%. You'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi compared to major broadband providers, and free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots across the UK. So don't miss our lowest ever fibre price. Join BT today at bt.com/deals.
Discount versus price from month 13, £34.99 per month, 25GB usage. Prices may change, terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Julia Hartley Brewer is back at Terminator HQ, getting her Berserker Mode safety valve replaced. and it may take some time. So George Galloway standing in until she's safe for redeployment.
Get ready for a revolutionary rumble on your radio with the original George of the political jungle.
George Galloway in for Julia Hartley Brewer.
Call me, have a go if you think you're hard enough. Get it?
Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, welcome along. You're very welcome. You've probably been listening to another radio station over on, maybe on Radio 2. Jeremy Vine, maybe, or Steve Wright, and you're thinking, this is not worth the money they're paid. So, you've come over to someone who still isn't worth the money he's paid, but it is cheap.
You know what worried me?
What worried you, Cornelius?
Not one sidekick on that list.
Not one. Not one disappointing sidekick, was there?
No.
Was Tim Smith from the Steve Wright programme on there?
No, Chris he was Stark not. Chris Stark wasn't on there. I just...
No. No. Janie Lee Grace?
No.
No, she wasn't on there, was she? So there you go. There's a sidekick disparity, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
I'm just starting to wonder whether you might be getting paid more than me.
Grace is with us, and she's getting paid nothing because she's work experience. Before we talk to you, of course, we are going to tell you this, because we're talking about the gender pay gap, the pay of the BBC whatever presenters, let's call them that. There is news that credit card fees are going to be axed. Surcharges. So that's good if you're a presenter on $2.5 million a year. That'll save you quite a bit, won't it? There's been flooding and lightning and stuff, and then Putin having a secret meeting with Trump. The news is very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. You're not the only one, as we know from all of the letters we get, such as this one. Dear John, you know the news?
Yes.
I can't get my head around it. From my listener. Well, don't you worry, listener, because we're here to help. And the reason that we're here to help is because we're kind. We're kind via Japanese poetry. It helps everyone understand. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trump had secret meeting with Russians in which they peed all over him.
The news in haikus. Grace is with us looking at hipster nonsense. It's work experience punditry. Right, we've already talked Olympics for people dressed in tweed. Where now?
So now we've got Whistle Punks Urban Axe Throwing, not to be mistaken with Whistling Punks. So this is the art of axe throwing, and you have a big wooden bullseye and you just lob a load of axes at them.
Right. I mean, what are these sort of what sort of axes are we talking about here? Sort of hand axes, presumably. Little sort of what? Not thumping great lumberjack.
Oh, I don't know.
Tools.
Maybe it depends how strong you are.
Right.
I think just medium-sized axes.
Is it exercise? Is it sport? What is it?
It's fun.
It's fun, is it?
Yeah, from what I've heard.
I suppose I can. I mean, but is that it? I mean, are we doing this? Where are we doing this? In a what urban environment would allow? What hipster environment would allow?
One axe covered throwing. in deer's blood. No,
probably.
So I don't know. Just somewhere in Vauxhall, and they've got it in Manchester too. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure on the environment, but somewhere protected. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Not just like an open place next to some hospital.
No, that'd be. I mean, you're right. I mean, although handy if you're injured, so weigh that up.
Well, yeah.
But I suppose of hipster pursuits. I suppose axe. I mean, I've kind of heard of this before a little bit. It's like the new archery or something, where people can just go and throw axes.
Hobby-esque.
I don't know.
For strong and angry people.
Yeah.
Started in Canada, which is. Doesn't surprise me, because I don't know if you've been to Canada, but they're very obsessed with like lumberjacks and axes and things like that, and have all these shows and stuff. So,
yeah.
Do you want another one?
Well, yeah, well, yes. I mean, if that's all we've got on Axo, but I mean, the sort of people that are doing this, I mean, you say it's a wooden target? There's no, like, sort of annoying hipster target that they could set up? Just sort of one of those sort of square-bearded man-bun-style people? You know, it'd be a bit like William Tell, you know, the apple on the head? Yeah. Maybe one could lob an axe at a hipster to try and get the man-bun off the top, cleanly sliced.
Yeah.
In a sort That'd of, be a great
Wouldn't
game.
It? They see? In a cafe. So that's what, it's the hipster way.
Yeah, it is. Although this does say it's a punk, so I suppose they really hate hipsters. But it could be like, do you know that scene in Men in Black when it's got the aliens popping up and then it's got the little girl that pops up? No?
I've forgotten it if I did see.
Anyway, so that's what it is. It's just loads of aliens popping up and then a little girl pops up and then you've got to shoot them.
Is this something you'd want to go to, John?
Right.
I'm not sure who's questioning them.
Is this something you'd want to go to?
What, the axe? The axe throwing at a hipster?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool, I sorted it out.
Thanks, mate. where are we going next?
So next we've got Hip Hop Brunch. This is...
I knew food would be involved somewhere.
Yeah, it always is, isn't it?
Yeah, always bloody is. If there's a smashed avocado there...
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if there is here, actually, but...
Maybe the next thing is an axed avocado.
Hey, this is what you get paid for.
Yeah.
So every Saturday and every two Sundays of the month is a hip-hop brunch with hip-hop karaoke. Hip-hop's really hipster, isn't it?
That's is it hipster-hop? Is that what they call it?
That's a cool way of putting it.
Okay.
Sorry, I've been put off.
So hip-hop karaoke hip-hop is where... Karaoke. What you, it's exactly that. You go along, do karaoke to hip-hop song. But can't you just do hip-hop songs in normal karaoke?
Probably you can, but this is a hip-hop-themed karaoke.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I despise karaoke on all levels.
Do you?
Yes!
I love it. I love it.
With you, Grace.
My karaoke song is a sort of hip... It's not very hip-hop. It's Black Eyed Peas' Where Is the Love. So
you going to do it now?
No.
You can't live it that much, then. So they have secret... every Tuesday, you don't know where it's going to be.
How'd you go?
So what you have to do is you get you sign up for it, and then you get told if you get past the waiting list.
Right.
Yeah, and then you have tattoos, hand-drawn tattoos, based on a lottery basis. Yeah.
What?
I didn't explain it very well, did I?
Well, no, I don't think it's that. I think it's a case of it's nonsense. So you get a hand-drawn tattoo. Well, that's not a tattoo for a start. That's just a drawing, isn't
it? Okay. Yeah.
Really? I mean, I could draw on you now.
Yeah.
Right. Or Cornelius, this is more likely in a minute. But we're not going to call that a tattoo, are we? We're going to call it what it is on his cheek, which I'm about to do, which is a crudely drawn gentleman's genital area. That's what it is. It's not a tattoo.
I mean, you've made a vital mistake there of warning me what's going to happen, so I'm going to make sure it doesn't happen.
Right, well, there's that as well. But you have to enter a lottery to get one.
Yeah, and then they draw it out, I presume, and then you get some... temporary hand-drawn ink imagery, that's not called a tattoo.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Next. Excuse me for the wording of this. This is what they're calling it. The hot tug is coming to Regent's Canal.
Is it?
Yeah.
The hot tug is coming to Regent's Canal.
I thought this was a email typo when you emailed it to me.
No, this is what it's called.
Okay.
Wow.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. It's fine. Explain what it is.
It's what I'm thinking.
No, it's not.
I'm not. I don't think it's the first hot tug to ever happen on Regent's Canal, to be honest. But this is the first motorised one.
Well, no, I don't know.
So it's a hot tub that is motorised and floats along Regent's Canal, and it's a jacuzzi, and. Yeah,
and you go in it for a hot tug. What?
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
It's a tugboat, John.
It's a tugboat.
That is where the tug reference comes from.
I see now.
Obviously, what else could it be? Don't answer that.
Yeah. Okay, now I understand. Right, so does it pull you along?
if you want that, I'm sure it's
working. Do you sit in it? Do you sit in it and you get towed by a boat?
No, so what happens is it's got a motor attached to it, and you sit in it, and then the motor runs along, and then you have a log burner, and that warms the water up and makes it all bubbly, and you enjoy it.
Sounds like a health and safety nightmare, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
So what's the shape? Have you seen it? I mean, is it
I've seen pictures of it.
Is it just a hot tub?
It's just a hot tub, in the canal. Not like it's been thrown in, but Yeah, and it's 90-minute trips, and you can have champagne, and you can even wear sailor hats, and it's a bargain at £220 a trip.
£220?
Yeah.
Not... I could get a hot tuck cheaper than that.
Yeah, come here to where, my area. I'm sure you'll get a free...
Wow, that's... Where is your area?
No, I wouldn't say, sorry. Okay, it's a dodgy area, that's
what
I'm saying.
That's not very expensive, just to go up and down a canal for a bit, even if you are in a jacuzzi.
Hot tubs don't cost £250, they're a lot more, I think.
No, to sit in it.
Oh, okay. Sure.
You don't get to keep it, Cornelius.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah, this hot tub's better paid than a lot of BBC presenters, it seems to me. They should perhaps have a hot tug presenting...
That's a Channel 4 programme.
They already have. If those rumours are to be believed, I think actually they've already... Shall I say what programme?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Grace, for coming in and reviewing hipster nonsense for us. There is Grace. Work experience, of course, in this day and age of high presenter salaries. Take a moment to think of Grace, who did that for absolutely nothing, which we think is wise to tell the BBC to just tell everybody, all of their presenters, on work experience from now on. Claudia Winkleman turns up for work. All they've got to do is add one word to the contract. Experience.
Yeah.
She's on work experience presenting Strictly. Done. No money. Anyway, thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
In the next bit of the programme, of course, there's the big debate, because we do the big debate at three. There's a game of Dead or Alive on the way. Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us to tell us a joke. Just checking. Yep, that's about it. Right, that's all coming before four. I'm John Holmes. News is coming next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Winning a major golf competition takes a lot.
Henrik Stenson is the champion golfer of the year.
It's my finest performance. The Open Championship. That's the one I wanted to win.
Spectacular is not the right word. It's perfection.
You imagine those things as a kid, and I finally got to live that dream.
Who will write this year's major story and become champion golfer of the year? The Open starts tomorrow, live, only on Sky Sports. The Open.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only, qualifying criteria apply, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Is 4 a.m. your baby feeding time? Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Renew now. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits. We're ready when you are.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark. There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Beeb's biggest pay packets revealed. We're set to work for longer and Southern Rail strike is off.
Talk Radio.
A multi-million pound gender pay gap has been revealed among the BBC's stars. Figures released for the first time show 62 men earn more than £150,000 compared with 34 women. MP Damien Collins, the chair of the Culture, Media and Sport Committee, has told Talk Radio today's list doesn't even give the full picture.
People like David Dimbleby, for example, are sort of notable by their absence. People would assume he gets paid quite well for presenting programmes like Question Time. But because that's made by an independent production company, they don't have to disclose his salary. Now, of course, that programme is still commissioned from licensed fee payers' money, but we don't know how much the top talent for that show gets paid. Similarly, people like Mary Berry from Bake Off as well.
The government has revealed the state pension age will rise from 67 to 68 from 2037. The Work and Pension Secretary David Gawk says bringing it forward 7 years is fair because we're living longer, but his Labour counterpart Debbie Abrahams has dismissed that.
The government talks about making Britain fairer, but their pensions policy, whether it's about the injustice of 1950s-born women are facing or today's proposal to increase the SBA to 68, is anything but fair.
A man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a woman was attacked with a hammer. A 37-year-old was found with serious head injuries at a house in Croydon in South London, where a man was also attacked. Planned strikes by Southern Railway guards and drivers have been suspended. The RMT and ASLEF union say it's to allow talks with Transport Secretary Chris Grayling to take place. An overtime ban by Southern drivers and ASLEF has also been suspended. Both unions were planning to walk out over 3 days next month. And backseat driving has been named the most annoying thing a passenger can do. Putting feet on seats or leaving a mess also make the top 10 in a survey. Mm-mm. What's that noise, John?
Well, putting feet on seats, what, in the back or the... How do you mean?
I assume it would mean...
Does it mean sitting like cross-legged on a car seat? Or do you mean putting your feet up on the back of someone's chair?
I would have thought it'd be the latter, but what? I don't have the details, so I can't elaborate. Thank you for questioning me.
No, I'm just genuinely interested.
Mm.
That's all. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Hi there. Now, Victoria's going to have bonus news for us in around half an hour's time today. And on the day of the BBC presenter salary revelations, of course, the reason she has to do it is because, well, she does fewer work than she used to do because the bulletins are shorter. So, you won't believe this, but she actually gets paid the same money.
Yeah, that's the right decision.
So she makes the time up by bringing us bonus news. Today, the bonus news is...
Animal news.
That's right. Have you begun... to research animal news.
I have.
Animal news.
Okay.
Animal news.
I can give you two teasers.
Oh.
Something mysterious.
Ooh.
And something political.
But would you like to tease us with an animal?
No.
Oh. All to look forward to in around 25 minutes' time, as Victoria has something mysterious and something political to share with us. Have you done the weather? And now she's got
no.
The weather.
Okay. All heavy thundery right, showers developing across parts of England and Wales with hail for some. And it's hot in parts of eastern England. Yep. Highs of 31 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Thank you. Thank you for that. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former England boss Sam Allardyce has told Talk Sport that only an international role could tempt him back into management and says his days at club level are over. The ex-Bolton, West Ham and Sunderland boss says he's been there, done that. Scotland women's captain Gemma Faye says none of her players need to be reminded about their rivalry with England ahead of facing their neighbours at Euro 2017 this evening. England have been preparing for the match in the Netherlands by watching videos about Scottish history, which included clips from the film Braveheart. Faye's not sure they'd have benefited from something similar.
I don't think we need a history lesson in any sort of English culture. It'd be interesting to see the reaction to Mel Gibson's accent in Braveheart. It's a bit dodgy. When you are born in Scotland, the Scottish-English rivalry and within sport, it's just you're just born into it.
Finally, cricket. England fast bowler Mark Wood is fit to play in next week's third test with South Africa. Scans on Wood's left heel show he didn't suffer a serious injury during the defeat at Trent Bridge. The next match starts at the Oval a week tomorrow. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So the big debate is on the way this afternoon. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. We are disclosing the payments that are made to the staff here at Talk Radio. In the interests of transparency, really, the BBC have had to do it, of course, and we figure it's only fair for you to know what the people who work here do get in return for their services and shows. Let's just recap some. Cornelius, you've been looking at them over there.
Yes, right? Just very quickly, Sam Delaney does his show for free just so he can meet musicians from the 80s.
Yeah.
Jake Yap is paid with the promise of his contract being nude.
Yeah.
Penny Smith is paid one penny.
Smith. Yeah.
Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man, just helps himself to money out of our boss's Denny's wallet.
Yeah.
Martin Roberts does the home show. He gets one house per show.
Yeah.
Andy J does the car show. He gets one supercar.
Yeah. Paul Ross gets two packets of Meow Meow.
Yeah.
Four immigrants get deported for every show Julia Hartley Brewer does. That is in her contract. That is a deal breaker, by the way. Laurie, who works in the office, no one knows what he does. Regular listeners will have heard his name. He's on £400,000 per task he successfully completes, which
so
means
per
he takes.
Annum.
Yeah. Yes. Although I'm sure he's yet to complete one. So I think.
Oh, really?
I think he does. I think he gets nothing.
Oh, okay.
I think that's correct. I mean, he does complete them, but just not successfully. And Johnny Gould get. Oh, that's awkward. So it is all anybody is talking about. The BBC simply act as a conduit to frog march your money into Chris Evans's pocket. That is the headline. But as we've been saying, that is totally fair, as Chris Evans single-handedly made the new Top Gear a roaring success, of course. But it's now time to reflect on who wasn't on that list. The most successful BBC show last year was, of course, Planet Earth 2, or actually in the early part of this year, Planet Earth 2. Yet it has emerged today that not one of the animals that provided so much entertainment for people, from the racer snakes to the sloths, were paid at all. So, as you'd expect, the animals have hit out on Twitter at this discrepancy, with racer snakes in particular very, very angry. This is a quote. The sequence of us racing across the sand and rocks trying to catch and eat baby iguanas was the most popular viral clip of Planet Earth 2, yet this was not reflected in remunerative terms, a racer snake spoke snake has told Talk Radio this afternoon. Animals are being advised now to call their agents to renegotiate, many now threatening not to show up at all for this weekend's BBC Wild Alaska Live. So this could have caused problems. Matt's on the telephone line. He's called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Matt.
Yeah. What's up, John? You know my name's Badman Matt, yeah?
Yeah, Matthew. Yes, thanks for calling. Regular listener. Good to speak to you, Matthew. Now, what are you... you've called him because you heard me say the word frog march, but you've called him because you've taken the first bit of that. You don't... You're anti-frogs, I understand. You don't like frogs.
Yeah, man, I hate them frogs, man. They proper wind me up, man.
What is it about frogs? I mean, is it... first of all, what are you calling for? Are you calling for frogs, and this is your common or garden or pond frog, to be, what, jailed or just deported, banned? What is it you want to happen?
Big time. Arrest all frogs, bruv. Like,
right.
But make sure you put them handcuffs on the legs, yeah? Because that's the strongest part of the frog. You handcuff a frog's arm, it's still going to hit you with them legs, you know?
Right, so, and hop away, of course. Are you going to... Are you calling for this? I mean, this is a controversial... They've tried it before, this stop and search of frogs. And it's been called Froggist, hasn't it? Don't you think it is?
Well, it is, and it's right, and it should be. And look, frogs have been winding me up my whole life, and I'm really, really, really welcoming this opportunity to talk out against frogs now.
Yeah, all right.
They're green, they're slimy, you know, they spread diseases and all that, and they think all that are jumping.
You can't just bring the colour into it. You can't.
Really. Sorry, what? You cut me off now, all right?
No, I said you can't bring colour into the argument. It's, you know, the frog's colour is irrelevant. You know, it is a frog of green.
All right, mate, whatever. Some of them are brown.
All right.
But I guess it's not important. Okay, the colour is the least of my worries.
Thank you.
To be
yes, exactly.
You,
the diversity of frogs.
But look, what happens when a princess kisses a frog?
I imagine in this day and age, she's referred to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, exactly. But what have they been trying to tell us all through our childhood?
Tell us.
They've been telling us that they turn into beautiful princes and you can marry and be rich and live in a castle with busting prince.
Yeah.
Well, that's just lies, mate. And so you've got girls walking around looking for frogs to kiss, and that's just setting them up for a lifelong misery because they're going to be forever on this wild frog chase looking for a beautiful frog to kiss. And you know what, bruv? I'm right here. Come kiss me, girls. You know it.
What would you turn into if a girl kissed you, Matthew?
A husband.
Right. On the other line is Gladys. Gladys, good afternoon.
Hello, Jan.
Hello. Good of you to call. Now, you've just heard what Matthew said there, and he said if you kissed him, Gladys, just for an example, and by the way, you don't have to kiss him if you don't want to. You can identify as whatever person you want to be the kisser of as to kiss. That's fine. But if hypothetically you were to kiss Matt, would you want him to be your husband? Or would you rather kiss a frog?
I'd hypothetically kiss Matt, and I'd pathetically kiss him as well.
Right. That's
I'll tell you something. Yes. I kissed a frog once when I was young.
When you were young, yeah.
And it tasted of jeans.
Of what?
Jeans.
Of what?
Jeans.
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 It tasted of jeans. You know when you taste jeans?
Taste, yes, when you lick denim, yes, we've all done that.
Yeah, denim, it tasted in jeans. It's just surprising.
Was it disappointing, Gladys?
Is it what?
Did it break your heart, Gladys, that it didn't turn into no print?
No, I've got the intelligence.
See, there you go, Matt. You see, not everyone thinks that kissing a frog will turn into a prince because of intelligence, right?
So, I don't like old frogs.
Is it safe to presume that Gladys is of the older generation from a generation where education was of a higher standard and kids were perhaps smarter than they were today?
Let's rudely ask her. How old are you, Gladys?
It's none of your business, isn't it?
All right. So, what do you make of this, of the revelation today as well, that in BBC documentaries... about amphibians, right, generally. I'm thinking of, you know, Life on Earth, the old David Attenborough one before Planet Earth. Frogs, it turns out frogs got paid more than any other amphibian. Is that right? And should there be that animal pay gap?
Well, look, man, they give loot to newts. They give a load to a toad. They give a wad to a frog. It's all the same, man. Amphibians should be getting paid for television appearances because what are they going to do with that money? They've just got to lay more eggs, bruv, and they've already laid enough eggs. Right. Have you seen a frog's egg nest?
Yeah.
How many eggs it need, bruv? How many eggs does a frog need?
Well, it's got a lot of eggs, hasn't it? I mean, you're talking about frog spawn. And frog spawn is, of course, pornography for frogs. It's just sort of internet sites where amphibians are doing it with each other, isn't it? Frogs porn.
Yeah.
But that, you know, they it has to be paid for somehow, doesn't it? Gladys, come back into the argument here because you're a fan of frogs.
Yes.
And what is it that you like about them particularly? Because you're calling for more of them, aren't you?
Can I just say they give a pile to a crocodile? I wanted to join in on that because I missed it. I don't mind. I don't like old frogs.
Right.
The thing I like about frogs is that you can identify when there's a pond nearby. You know, you see a frog and you go, oh, there must be a pond.
Right.
Right, that's good. But I don't like all frogs. I don't like... The frog I don't like is Paul McCartney.
Right, OK. What's wrong with him?
Well, he sings to them, doesn't he? Not all there.
He's not all there?
He sings to them. I don't mind him kissing them. Well, man, seeing a video of that, but well, singing to him is a bit weird.
Let's ask Matt about that. Matt, you've all got an objection about people kissing frogs. What about the likes of Paul McCartney, who sing to frogs? What about that?
Well, thanks for letting me into this part of the debate.
Yeah. That's how debates work.
You know, if you insult Paul McCartney, you might as well just put an arrow straight through me, because I love that prayer. You know, he marries one-legged women, he doesn't discriminate, he don't hate, so I'm not surprised if he likes frogs, but to be honest, that's because he's an angel.
But you don't like frogs, so you're condoning the marriage of... Did you say marry one-legged... frog, no.
What? No, I didn't say that, bro.
Is he a one-legged frog?
The question, he likes frogs, right? Paul McCartney. But he's not a frog denier, is he, Matt, like you are? I mean, you're denying...
No, because that's my position in life, you know? Like, Paul McCartney loves everything, and I don't want to ever change it. Paul McCartney is a god in my eyes.
Right.
He doesn't love everything, Mac.
So, say again, Gladys?
He doesn't love everything. He doesn't love being approached in Covent Garden on a Sunday morning asking for eggs.
That's true, and he don't like meat either.
Yes.
He doesn't like meat, no. I think you're right, he doesn't like a lot of things, apart from singing to reptiles.
So, Matt,
well, look,
you're
wrong.
Can
I get back to the point about frogs for a second?
Yeah.
You know how long the frog's tongue is, yeah? It's like a meter long or something.
Yeah,
like
it is. Two and a half, but yeah, go on.
So, like, that's just too much tongue for any living being. But, like, you know, little girl or grown woman who's still living on her childhood fairy tale dreams, looking for a frog to kiss, might be lingering around a bush, and then boop, a little tongue comes out, boop, another tongue comes out, boop, and before you know it, she's kissed three frogs.
Right.
Is that where the phrase, you got
fair.
A frog in your throat, comes from?
Yes. Yes, it is, Gladys. That's the historical origin of that, yeah.
Ooh, Matt, do you want a frog in your throat?
How many frogs?
I don't want frogs anywhere near me, brother. I thought we've established this. So my mate Buffing, yeah, he set up this amnesty, yeah?
Yeah.
It's called Frogs for Logs, yeah? You bring him a frog, he give you a log, and you can kiss the log all day, and you'll never be disappointed, the log will never criticise you, the log will never hop away, and the log, most importantly, will never be green.
Again, you brought it right. Again, we started here. You've brought it back around to colour again, haven't you?
Yeah,
that's the problem. All debates.
God, I just hate frogs.
No, you don't. I think you're racist. I think you're a racist. I think what you've done is you've called up a radio station. You thought it was LBC. You've called us because you're a racist, and you've brought the colour argument into it. You're saying frogs are green. Frogs are green. But what you also said that some frogs are brown, didn't you? As well.
You want to know the truth, John.
Yeah.
You want to know the truth?
What's the truth?
It's me who's green. I'm green with envy, man.
Yeah.
You're crying.
I lost my frisbee on the roof, and I wish I could jump up and get my frisbee back, but I can't, and I look at the frogs hopping about, and I'm all green, bro.
Yeah, the truth, bro. Truth's come out now.
Can I say, Matt, I think you need to grow up a little bit, if you don't mind me saying. Oh,
yeah. I know, I can't reach the roof. I need to grow at least another 3 metres.
I'm going to stop that now, because I don't know what's going
on.
Yes, Gladys.
I cannot imagine Sir Paul McCartney singing to a load of logs.
No.
It'd be absolutely ridiculous.
But no, it's not the log chorus, is it, Gladys?
No, it's not the log chorus. George Emerson once sang to a tree. Different that altogether.
And then we must leave the debate. The Gladys there, thank you very much for calling. And Matt, Gladys, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Newt.
Newt, thank you, Matt.
Hop off, Rob.
Right, there it is. What do you think? What do you think? Do we need frogs? I mean, you've heard both sides of the argument there, put strongly, I think, by both Gladys and Matt, both Talk Radio listeners, both callers there. But do we need frogs? What do you reckon? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got TV aerials and that black lipstick that goths wear. Why do we need frogs? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
The trials begin. Families at war, battles for the throne, until you can take no more.
No more?
Okay, one more.
How about loads more?
With the Now TV Entertainment Pass, you can stream every new episode of Game of Thrones Season 7. Plus, you'll also get a 14-day free trial. Just search Now TV Game of Thrones.
And let your trial begin.
Exactly. Want to watch at mine? I've got crisps.
Ooh.
18 plus, new customers only. Pass also renews at $7.99 a month unless cancelled.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, full service.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary. When Gary was up early to fix a leaky pipe, his nearest Screwfix was already open to get what he needed. When Freddy's drill bit snapped while he was working late, so was Screwfix, so he could pick up another. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and early at weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
This is Nick from Insure & Go.
Every October, the Mekong River releases balls of fire into the sky. Some people think it's a mythical serpent, the obvious answer. Some think it's methane gas, but scientists have poo-pooed this idea. Others think it could be man-made. But surely if it's man-made, someone would have come forward by now. It's been going on for centuries. I like to think that if the Thames started shooting fireballs into the sky, it would be properly looked into.
For more travel trivia, and travel insurance of course, visit Insure & Go. Take us away with you.
To celebrate our new sponsorship of Red Bull Racing, Esso is giving you a chance to feel part of the team. Fill up at any Esso station before the end of August and you could find yourself trackside with the Red Bull Racing team at a selected race this season. Esso and Red Bull Racing, the new fast.
Terms apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, the A530 Middlewich Road is closed in both directions. Seeing some slow traffic there due to flooding in a burst water main. That's at Collies Lane. Elsewhere in Derbyshire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M1 northbound between Junction 30 and Junction 31. Traffic there is coping well as the inside lane is closed. And in Devon, the A3022 Avenue Road is closed in both directions. That is due to flooding in a burst water main. That's between Newton Road and the A379 for Tor Bay Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Breakdown cover from the AA. We'll do whatever it takes to make sure your big wheels keep on turning. Our mechanics usually get you going again in 30 minutes. Breakdown cover from the AA. Because anything can happen.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes. If you're just joining us, welcome along. We've just had today's big debate about whether or not we need frogs. A lot of reactions coming in, of course, to this argument. Cornelius has some in his hands.
Yes, lots coming in. John, Kermit the Frog had his voice fired by Disney last week. Yep. Who's going to give frogs a voice now? That's coming from Barney. And this is from Terwilliger, who says, John, what about the Budweiser frogs? All they do on their all day is just sit on their asses drinking terrible beer and going, they don't even say full words, they only have to say one syllable.
Thank you for that. John, what about frogs in the workplace? Most employers, of course, dictate that you can't take a frog to work. Is that fair? Politicians, of course, are trying to be able to take frogs into the House of Commons as well. At the moment, that's an argument that's going to run and run. But anyway, while all that's interesting, of course, we need humour in our lives, I think it's fair to say, don't we? Life can be difficult a lot of the time. You know, people trying to make ends meet, aren't they? You know, Chris Evans, I saw down a food bank earlier, for instance.
Really?
Next to Claudia Winkleman. And it is difficult. And we like to bring some light to your life. And we like to very much roll it into your life. Because a friend of the show is Professor Stephen Hawking. And he arrives every week, nearly every week. I mean, he's a busy man, obviously, but when he gets in here to tell us a joke. Now, the reason he does that, and I'll tell you now, it's not the full joke either. What it is the setup to a joke. He doesn't tell us the punchline here on the programme. He actually tells us the punchline to the joke on our podcast. It's like a sort of audible version of a joke on a lolly stick. If you can cast your mind back to when that was a thing. Years ago, you'd go to the ice cream van, wouldn't you? And you'd go, have a lollipop, please, sir. And he'd go, yes. which one do you want? You go, oh, I don't know. Can I have a strawberry mivvy? You know, we run out of that. Oh, what about an orange sparkle? No, we run out of that. Oh, mini milk? Run out of that. What about one of those disgusting tasting cider flavoured ones that don't taste like cider? Yeah, we've got loads of them. Here, I have one of those. It had a joke, didn't it, on the lolly stick that stuck out the bottom. But if you wanted to get the punchline, you had to suck off the icy treat. I think they do it now with penguins. Is that right? I think.
Yeah, it's on penguins.
Yeah, there's a joke tattooed on penguins, which David Attenborough reads out when he's in the Antarctic or the Arctic, wherever it is that penguins live. Right? And he reads it out, doesn't he? But then to get the punchline, you have to download the extras from Planet Earth, I think. I think that's how it is. Anyway, it's like that. But Professor Stephen Hawking, you remember, Michael McIntyre's here. Michael McIntyre, you remember the lolly sticks.
Hello, John, how are you? Very well.
Good to
now,
see you, Michael.
Do you remember lolly sticks, okay? Now, what I don't understand is why is it that they are put on a wooden stick?
Yeah.
Because that is the most painful thing when a splinter comes off and sort of pokes you in the lip. It's absolutely, completely ruins the lollipop experience. And to be honest, it turns me off. Why don't they use plastic or metal?
Good observation there for Michael McIntyre. I think Josh Widdicombe's got a similar. Josh, welcome to the show, by the way. It's good to have you on as well.
Hello, John. Oh. I was going to stop mocking me there. I find it very offensive.
You're the voice of a chicken. Josh Widdicombe.
What are you doing? That's very offensive. Do you want me to do my observational comedy about ice lollies or not? I won't do it. Stop clucking at me.
Give us your observation, Josh.
What is it? Now, I tell you, one manufacturer of lollies, what I don't understand. Del Monte. What is it with the man from Del Monte? Why is he so negative? Why is he such a pessimist? Sometimes, man from Del Monte, why don't you just say, OK, then?
Anyway, Stephen Hawking's here now. Play us the overly long intro music.
What's black and white and eats like a horse?
There it is! What's black and white and eats like a horse? The answer to that joke, only available on our podcast, which will be new and exciting on Friday. Well, it'll be new. I mean, it's the least worst bits of this programme. Rammed onto the internet for you to find and not listen to at your own convenience. That's how podcasts work. You'll find it at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes, of course, the John Holmes weekday talk radio brackets 1 till 4, close brackets in the afternoons and podcast. With extra bonus material. And what fun that always is. So thank you, Professor Stephen Hawke. In the next bit of the programme, here's what's coming up. Victoria will be bringing us bonus news. Today, she is bringing us animal news. If it's happening in the world of animals, Victoria will be doing it. And also before 4 o'clock, today's edition of Dead or Alive. A list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? In the afternoons. It's 3:30 on a Wednesday. The news is coming next.
Talk Radio.
The BBC's gender pay gap has been criticised after the corporation revealed its highest earning stars. Former Top Gear host and Radio 2 presenter Chris Evans earns the most with £2.2 million. But Strictly Come Dancing's Claudia Winkleman, who's the highest earning female presenter, is only taking home around half a million. Scottish Secretary David Mundell told the Commons it's not acceptable.
We're all concerned in relation to the gender pay gap, and some figures released by a public sector organisation would suggest that there are very significant gender pay gap issues at the BBC.
The state pension age will go up from 67 to 68 from 2037. That's 7 years earlier than planned. It means millions of people under the age of 47 will have to work an extra year before they're eligible. GlaxoSmithKline is going to cut 320 jobs as part of a major overhaul of its UK business. The pharmaceuticals giant is also closing its manufacturing site in Slough. Prison officers are to be legally banned from taking industrial action. The government has won a battle in the High Court. Campaigners are welcoming plans to get rid of extra charges for using a card to buy things like tickets and flights. The government announced so-called surcharges will be outlawed from next January. And the Spanish language song Despacito has become the most streamed of all time. It has 4.6 billion plays. The weather, thundery showers continuing to move into the northeast this evening before easing tonight. Lows are 13 degrees. Tomorrow dry for much of the country. Wet though in northern Scotland and some western areas. Highs of 21. There's more in half an hour.
What's got most plays?
The song Despacito, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber, and I can't remember the other artists.
Is that, what's the next? And that got how many?
4.6 billion.
What's the next one?
It's overtaken Justin Bieber. I might be wrong. I think it was Sorry.
Right. Don't apologise. How? Do we know how many that got?
No, John. I haven't got that information to hand. Right. Thank you for asking me questions again, which I can't answer. Even though I repeatedly tell you to stop it.
I didn't know you couldn't answer.
Stop it.
I was just wondering about the YouTube views pay gap. YouTube views gap.
Oh, my gosh.
There. That's the disparity between how many billion? 4.6 billion, was it?
Yes, John.
Yeah, and the next one down. I mean, there's a gap there. And that's a... Who are the people? Are they rappers? The person you're talking about? Is he a rapper or what is he? Or she? What is it? What are they called? Despacito.
Daddy Yankee.
Who's Daddy? What is? Is that a rapper? Is it a hippity hopper?
I don't think they're called hippity hoppers.
Yeah. Ask Victoria. She has all the answers.
Who is it? Do you know who he is?
Daddy Yankee.
Yeah.
And what was the gap?
Oh my god.
That was Gary.
Can we just get on with animal
that
news?
That was Gary Puckett.
I don't want to do it.
Do you not know the gap? If you don't know, it's
no.
Fine.
Of course I don't know the gap.
Gary Puckett.
I have information to hand.
I don't either. I think I remember it though, just because I read it in the paper this morning. I think it's 4.6 for the top one, wasn't it?
Yes,
and
like we've just been saying.
4.38 billion for the next one, which was Sorry by Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, you were right.
Just ahead of Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
There's a rap gap.
There's a rap gap.
There's a rap gap, and I'm not happy with the rap gap. So. Anyway, there's more in half an hour. There's more now.
Yeah.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Now, the news is shorter than it used to be until we start asking questions and it gets a bit longer. But
And you shouldn't do that.
Then.
I don't ask you questions about what you get up to on air.
You don't care.
Because quite frankly, I don't want to know really some of it.
All right. So, Victoria does the news. It's shorter than it used to be. She gets paid the same. Paid the same.
Yeah, which is fine. Really? That's how it should be. Mm.
In some people's opinions.
Yeah.
You should be balanced as a newsreader when reporting that.
That's not news, though.
This is, though.
It's
because
just John being inappropriate again.
It's bonus news. Today, it's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
Okay. Reports have surfaced.
I wish you started all your news bulletins like that. That'd be excellent.
That Russia's president, Vladimir Putin,
yes,
bathes in the blood of severed deer antlers to boost potency.
I know! We mentioned that.
You've been talking about this already.
Well, I mentioned it briefly. Is it true?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean, because I was saying it's like a new chart entry. David Cameron and the pig still at number one, I think. But this is a high new entry at two. Putin bathes in the blood of deer antlers.
Allegedly.
To stay...
potent.
Potent.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump lets prostitutes wee on him.
He denies that.
This is a world leader Extravaganza. All right, okay, so...
Okay, so the news outlet Republic claims that Putin first asked about the medicinal benefits of morel, or red deer, yeah, antler extract a decade ago, and apparently his prime minister, Dmitry Medvedev, is also keen on bloodbaths. And animal rights campaigners condemned
practice. Look at the
Crimea. Of sawing off the antlers without anaesthetic to extract blood, dubbed a natural Viagra.
So, a natural Viagra. So, what you should do if you haven't got any Viagra to hand, always keep a deer by the side of the bed in order to suck on its antler to boost one's...
They call it getting the horn, don't they?
That's what they want to achieve as well. Yeah. I don't think apparently some Russians do drink blood, according to this one article I've read. Great research has gone into this.
RussiansDrinkBlood.com.
But this is bathing in it.
Yeah.
It creeps me out.
Well, it's a bit creepy, yeah. Not as much as if you were, you know, keeping one in your bedroom for those moments.
John, I don't even want to ask what you're suggesting.
Well, you said that sucking on a deer antler is akin to taking Viagra.
I said bathing is apparently a natural Viagra.
Right, okay, so if one...
Not sucking.
...needs to improve one's performance, one should bathe in the blood of a...
I'm not promoting this.
No,
are they selling it over the counter now?
But it's going to interrupt proceedings, isn't it? If you're sort of going, I'm really sorry, this has never happened before. Can you hang on a minute? I've got to sever a deer's antler, pour it into the bath and get in it for half an hour. It's going to kill the mood.
And the moose.
I guess it depends what they're into.
It's not a moose, it's a... The music's...
I know, carry on.
The music. do you want me to...
Yes! Should we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 149 dogs... which were destined to be electrocuted and turned into meat, have been freed!
Good news!
Yay!
Excellent news.
It's just in South Korean. So they were going to be made into a soup. And it's a spicy soup, part of the Boknal season.
Right.
And across South Korea, 1 million dogs are killed to go into this.
Yeah.
But they were saved, these 149,
yeah,
because a meat farmer... he felt bad, so he got in touch with the Humane Society and they closed the farm. And now he's going to think about growing crops instead. And also, this soup also has some weird benefits.
Yeah.
Oh. So the South Koreans believe that it invigorates the blood and improves stamina.
Right, so this is themed now, isn't it? But again, imagine the logistics of that. If you are, say you're in South Korea,
yeah,
and you're making sweet, sweet love. Right, and
why are you thinking about sex?
No, because you said it's like Viagra.
No, I said it improves stamina. That could mean other things, like staying awake for a lot longer.
Well, same thing.
Running.
Same thing.
Not just sex.
But what I'm saying is,
to
make dog soup during that again would be off. First of all, you've got to go spicy dog soup. Beg your pardon. First of all, you've got to go and sever a deer's antler, pour the blood in a bath, get in it for half an hour, and then your partner's then ready. Go. Are you there yet? No, I've just got to go. Hang on. Where's Fido? And then you've got to go and make spicy dog soup out of it. That's going to take. It probably takes ages to simmer that. And then you've got to go back. By that time, the partner's asleep. I think.
Sounds like 101 Dalmatians.
Except they wanted to wear the dogs in that
place. Yeah, it's just slightly different twink to the story.
Twink.
Twink.
Tweak. Tweak.
I think that's different.
Tweak. But then...
I don't think...
And then different number of dogs, but it's pretty similar.
I mean, it's killing animals for humans' benefit.
So, yeah, it is similar.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Lessons weren't learnt from Cruella de Vil. That's what some people are saying.
Yeah. Have you got anything else?
Yeah.
Go on then.
And a mystery creature has been spotted in a Scottish field.
Spotted.
So could this rival Loch Ness monster...
Have a look at that picture.
Probably not.
It's an ostrich, everyone.
It's not an ostrich.
It's a meerkat standing on a rock.
No. I think it looks like a snake with a weird body.
Standing on a rock.
Oh, yeah, it's a snake behind a rock.
That's all it is.
Well,
hang on.
Not everyone thinks that.
The music's...
Yeah, come on.
Do you want me to...
Yes! Theories have so far included calling it part tortoise, part stoat.
Yeah. Or a snake with the body of a chicken with the arms of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, it's really weird. And Jimmy Wright, he's the guy who took the picture, and he said he thought it looked like a dinosaur.
Jimmy wrong. It's a rock. It's a snake on a rock. Not a stotus.
What country is this in?
Scotland.
Oh.
It's literally something standing on a rock.
No, but when you
they
look at it...
They don't have snakes in Scotland, though, do they?
Grass snakes and adders. Mm. Aren't they?
But when you look at it in colour, it doesn't look like it's standing on it. It looks like it's all one thing.
Right, this is black and
white. It's sort of like the story to 101 Dalmatians, it's but not. Slightly twinked again, isn't it?
I think you should stop talking about twinks.
Yes. Stop. Stop it. Right, Victoria, thank you for bringing us animal news.
Animal news.
Tomorrow, vegetable news.
Mineral news.
Not mineral news. So, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Yes, Chloe. So,
mineral news.
No. Vegetable news, Chloe.
Vegetable news.
Yes, Chloe. Chloe's pressing the button. Right, Victoria, thank you so much for that. And next on the programme... A game of dead or alive. A list of things, but are the things dead or are they alive? That's what we'll be doing next. You're listening to Talk Radio. Now you're up to date with all things animal. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
Our trade tiling clearance is now on. Albiro grey wood effects porcelain wall and floor tile was £15.83, now just £8 per square metre. Excludes VAT 20%.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI?
That's check to 80800.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Is 2 p.m. picking up your daughter time? Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Renew now. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits. We're ready when you are.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Derbyshire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle. That is on the M1 northbound between Junction 30 and Junction 31. Traffic is coping well at the moment as the inside lane is closed. Elsewhere in Cheshire, the A530 Middlewich Road is closed in both directions. Some slow traffic there due to flooding and a burst water main. That's at Colley's Lane. And in Devon, the A3022 Avenue Road, that's closed in both directions due to flooding and a burst water main. That will be affecting you between Newton Road and the A379 Torbay Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
With breakdown cover from the AA, we'll do whatever it takes to make sure your big wheels keep on turning. Our mechanics usually get you going again in 30 minutes. Breakdown cover from the AA, because anything can happen.
Greetings.
Earthlings, Earthlings, we come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock with Drive, of course. All the latest news. I imagine he'll have much on the BBC pay row that appears to have erupted. As we've been talking about, a little disparity really going on. We were just looking at the figures earlier with this. A lot of animals very angry because they were very much the stars of Planet Earth 2. And a lot of those animals simply didn't get paid at all. Racer snakes in particular. The sequence of racer snakes, you remember this if you saw it, trying to catch baby iguanas. Now, neither the snakes nor the iguanas were paid much, but we are learning now that the iguanas were paid less than the snakes, but which is odd because the iguanas were the ones in danger from being eaten by the racer snakes. Not reflected in remunerative terms, a racer snake's spoke snake told Talk Radio earlier. There is now, I suppose there's concern is the right word, over this weekend's BBC Wild Alaska Live. A lot of the animals saying that they might just not turn up for that.
Really?
Unless their agents do a better deal.
One of the dangers of live programming.
Well, it is that bears apparently are on a better deal than the osprey. Caribou not happy that whales are being paid slightly more. So this is a row that's ignited. It's going to run and run, of course. It's just part of the news agenda. There's a pension age increase. The government have snuck that one out today, given that everyone's always talking about Chris Evans. There is the secret meeting between Trump and Putin that seemed to happen in Hamburg that nobody knew about until today as well. They're downplaying it, of course. I think it's where President Putin bathed Donald Trump fully naked, both of them, in the blood of reindeers for potency. We've been hearing that. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius. We're here to help, though, by taking the news and running it through, sort of trickling it through, as mineral water would trickle through volcanic rock to get its flavour. We so trickle the news through Japanese poetry to make it easy to understand. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Boyega slams lack of diversity on thrones. Bloody white walkers.
Yeah, I know. The news. Hey? In haikus. Right, 10 to 4. It is time for the game. Once more, we take ourselves a list of things. But are they dead? Are they dead? Are they dead? Oh, really? Let's meet today's player of the game. She's called Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello, Kate. How are you, Kate?
I'm excellent and ready to play.
Oh, very good news. No one's ever been excellent before, Kate. You're our first.
Great.
So welcome along. What do you do, Kate?
I'm a music teacher.
A music teacher. Oh, very nice too. Are you reeling at the news that Claudia Winkleman gets paid money?
No.
Okay,
Fine.
That's fine. Not really. No, it's fine. Just checking. Just a straw poll there. That's all I'm doing.
Fair.
It's a game of dead or alive, Kate. That's what it is. I've got a list of things. You've got to tell me whether they're dead or alive. It's quite simple, really, that, isn't it? So if you're ready to play, Kate... Where are you from, by the way? I didn't ask you that.
I'm from Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. How nice. I mean, I can detect your strong Scottish accent, so I would have guessed that.
Really?
Would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, it's lovely to have you. So without any more ado... let's play today's edition of Dead or Alive. Here we go. Paddington Cornelius will be keeping score.
Okay.
So, first question. Dead or alive, the chances of a female member of BBC Talent being paid as much as a male member of BBC Talent?
Dead.
Yes, dead, yes. We mentioned Winkleman, but then Evans, of course, on far more than a Winkleman. The chances, dead or alive, the chances of George Galloway, presenter on this very radio station, so angry he is about the situation at the BBC today. The chances of George Galloway watching Strictly Come Dancing, dead or alive?
Dead?
Let's find out.
I will never watch Strictly Come Dancing.
That's what he said this morning while he was sitting in for Julia Hartley Brewer. And if that huge, if true.
Huge.
That. Imagine that. You, next time you watch Strictly Come Dancing, you'll sit there and you're thinking, George Galloway isn't watching this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, but he's perfectly happy to go on a rival reality show and lick milk from an actress's lap while dressed as a cat. That's... Anyway, the next one. Credit and debit card surcharges, Kate. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Not as of today. Dead. They have taken away those surcharges. You know when you... It says you pay with a credit card, extra surcharge on the... Gone. It's going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Wow. I know. And the good news for Chris Evans, isn't it? That and
indeed.
Jeremy Vine, because now they can save loads of money on the credit card transactions. Good news for people like who aren't that well off. Dead or alive, paid intern Cornelius here. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
Dead or alive, Cornelius, since downloading the Weatherspoons app... Dead or alive. Hello, Kate.
Dead or alive, him downloading the app.
Well, no, dead or alive, him. Now, the chances of him surviving now he's downloaded the Weatherspoons app.
Dead.
Well, the chance of him surviving are dead, so I'm going to give you that, because his life expectancy, Cornelius here, has gone down quite considerably, because he doesn't have to walk anywhere in a pub where he spends most of his time. If he wants a jug of Pimm's and some chicken goujons, he now just orders it from the app.
Wow.
And they come to the table, he doesn't even have to walk to the bar.
Brilliant.
He doesn't have to walk to the bar. Other cheap gruel is available. Dead or alive, my auntie Sylvie.
Alive.
Yes, she is. Weekly update. Yeah, weekly update. She's 96 years old. She's lost all of her mental faculties, drinks from a sippy cup in a home. But she is alive. Auntie Sylvie, that's good news. Dead or alive, the chances of Chris Evans or Claudia Winkleman having to use a food bank, dead or alive?
Dead.
Well, no.
Or yes. Claudia might need one.
Well, yes, she's poverty-stricken. No, it's a lie, because what you don't know is that super, super, super rich celebrities have actual banks for their food that they store it in, because they're so rich they can afford things that you and I cannot afford. If you're at Chris Evans' level or Jeremy Vine or Steve Wright, you eat swans and saffron burgers. And you've nectar, you drink that, you get bees are trained to fly into your mouth if you are rich, and they just put the nectar they've got from flying in your mouth, they just spit it in your mouth on your tongue. It's delightful. And they also eat gold, and I've got to keep that food somewhere. They call them food banks. They're not the same kind of food banks that nurses struggle with.
Okay,
just to bring you up to speed on
good to know.
Yes, I know. Dead or alive, The Hills,
as in the TV programme.
Oh, The Hills.
Oh, The Hills Are Alive.
Oh, with The Sound of Music.
Surely.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not in this case. Oh. I'm afraid The Hills in this quiz are The Hills. They're a family. Three generations of them. Used to live three doors down from my parents when I was growing up. Three generations of them, Kate, wiped out in a tragic chess tournament accident.
Oh.
I know. So they're dead. Cockles and Mussels.
Alive?
No. Again, you think alive, oh, wouldn't you? But no. Cockles and Mussels were two guinea pigs belonging to my sister while we were growing up. and they're both dead.
That's a shame.
It is. But it was years ago. We're over it. The dead or alive, the man who you two think should wake up.
Dead.
Let's find out.
Wake up. Yes,
he's absolutely right. So very good. Okay, very quickly, Cornelius, what are the scores?
Five.
Five. No more drama in it than that. Well done, Kate. You got 5.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. That is Kate, music teacher from Edinburgh. She got 5 in Dead or Alive. 5-4. Sam Delaney with you from 4.
Hello. So we're going to be talking...
He's here now.
On my show. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
How much did you get paid?
On my radio show. They don't pay me here.
No.
Because I love it. You know, like Chris same Evans here, always goes... I do it for the love of radio. I don't. It's not about the money. Yeah. And you know what? I actually believe that of Chris Evans. He's so rich.
Yeah.
I think he genuinely loves doing a radio show. He's the sort of bloke who wouldn't really. He could retire and never work again, but he wouldn't really enjoy that.
Yeah.
So I believe that from his perspective. But if I was his boss, and I knew that he would just that he does it for the love of money, and he's got plenty of money anyway, I would just give him a massive pay cut.
Yeah, because he if they, they've got him over a barrel now, because if they said, right, you're getting £2 a show, right, then he can't then go, what, and strop off, because he'll look like an idiot. They've got him.
The smart move, if you were Tony Hall, and this is not a joke, and you'll probably, you know, say something mean now, but if they replace Chris Evans tomorrow with Paul Ross,
yeah,
who is just as good a broadcaster in my IMHO,
yeah,
right, seriously, they put Paul Ross in there. Maybe in the first instance, because people don't like change, say the audience drops from 7 million to 3.5 million, which is extreme. I don't mean it would, but even if it halved,
yeah,
that doesn't... If that happens here, if people halve an audience overnight, you lose advertisers, you lose money, and people lose their jobs.
That's right.
Right? If it happens to BBC, it makes not a blind bit of difference to anyone. Paul Ross is doing a great show every morning,
yep,
and Tony Hall, the boss, goes, guess what, everyone? I've decided to get rid of Chris Evans. I'm paying Paul Ross £2 million less.
Yep.
He's doing a great job. Everyone says Paul Ross is an absolute national treasure. They think Tony Hall is a brilliantly shrewd guardian of the licence fee payers' money. And they think Chris Evans is a greedy pig. Not that I'm interested in smearing Chris Evans.
No.
I'm a fan of him. I think he's a good guy. But that's what they should do.
They
should
do
give that job to Paul Ross.
And all presenters in much the same way that are much cheaper. Me. Could do, you and I and Paul Ross could do radio too. I'll do Jeremy Vine.
I'd be really good because I've got a finger on the pulse of young people,
yep,
on Radio 1 Extra.
Yeah, that's right.
Doing the breakfast show on that. And I would do that for £500,000, £750,000.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing it for that money.
No.
And, you know, I'm well regarded in the urban communities.
That's right, you are. I think it's time for a reshift. Let's just we move over there. They'll come here.
Cornelius would be good on Radio 3.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wouldn't you doing? Yeah, hi, this is definitely. Cornelius Mendes, and this is back. And
yeah, but the problem is he can't read.
Oh yeah. What's this? Are you writing? Are you trolling me via paper here?
No, he's giving you a list of that we announced what all the talk radio people were on.
Oh, right. Am I on here?
Yes, you are. You're the fourth one down.
Sandane just does his show so that he can meet musicians in the 80s. That's true.
Yeah, there it
that's
is.
Basically right. Yeah,
there
that's
it is.
Right.
So Sam Delaney with you for free. Next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1-4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.